Ew.
Man, guys, I love eating popsicles.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's the best way to cool off.
Orange is my favorite. Cody, calm down. You can get a brain freeze. All right, everyone try to get a brain freeze. Bite your popsicles.
Jeffy, what happened?
Dude, he bit his tongue. You didn't have to bite that hard.
What, baby, what are you doing?
I'm taking feet pics, Marvin.
Why?
So I can sell them online because you won't get a job.
Baby, no. You gotta take better angles than that.
What?
Because those won't sell.
Marvin!
And I did not done.
What?
I did not done.
Jeffy, I can't understand you.
I did not done that, and I did not done.
Put your tongue back in your mouth so I can hear you.
Not that, I did not done.
Baby, I can't understand what Jeffy's saying.
Well, maybe he has a speech impediment.
He has a brain impediment.
Marvin!
It's true! I can't understand what you're saying, Jeffy.
Marvin, maybe if you speak like him, you'll understand what he's saying better.
Oh, I'll speak like Jeffy.
Marvin!
Ow! Well, look, he's an idiot. Oh, okay, you know, his tongue just fell out of his mouth.
Oh, no. I'm calling the doctor.
Call the doctor. Baby, did you call the doctor?
I did. He said he was on his way.
What? That was like 30 minutes ago. I'm going to call and check on him.
Hello? Damn, baby!
What?
Hey, Marvin? Is that you?
Yeah, you said damn baby.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm in traffic right now, and there's a lady whose baby's not in a car seat, so I was like, damn, baby, you should be in a car seat.
Is that music I hear?
Yeah, you know, yeah, because I'm in my car, listening to music like everybody does. Duh.
Are you at a strip club?
No, Marvin, I told you, I'm in traffic. You know, it's gonna take a while, because, you know, things were crazy at the hospital. There was, like, this woman with her ankles behind her head. How's she doing that? She needs a spanking, is what she needs.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like I said, Marvin, I'm in traffic.
Okay, well, my son's tongue fell out of his mouth.
My tongue's about to fall out of my mouth. Oh, ooga!
What was that?
That was a car, an old car honking at me, you know, like a ooga. And it's also the noise they make in cartoons when you see a hot lady and your eyes pop out of your head.
I think my son had a stroke.
I'm about to stroke something. Yeah, in traffic, you know, because I'm so bored, I got nothing else to do. I might as well just, you know, rub one out.
Oh, listen, I really need your help. Are you coming or not?
I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, damn. I am coming.
Then please hurry.
He's still there, Marvin.
Yeah?
I'll be on my way. Keep the change.
I think he's on his way. That must be him. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, do you have, like, a wet napkin or a towel, or can I just straight up take a shower?
Why?
Well, you see, I was in traffic, you know, and I had my window rolled down, just listening to music, minding my own business, and then somebody threw a cigarette in my car, so that's why I smell like a strip club. And then, yeah, you can smell that. And then, and because I had my window rolled down, you know, somebody ran by, and they stole my wallet, and they took, like, $500 out of there, plus bottle service, and then they gave me my wallet back, but I still lost a lot of money. And then I was just so bored, you know, sitting in traffic doing nothing, so I decided to do a crafts project, and I had, like, a hole in my pants, so I decided to try to glue that closed, you know, from the inside. So then, yeah, my pants got all sticky, and my legs got sticky, so, can I take a shower?
Yeah, just make it quick.
Hey, baby, he said yes!
A baby?
Yeah, my time doesn't start yet, okay?
Wait, who's that?
Oh, this? This is a nasty bit. No, this is, Nurse Baby. Yeah, she spells it B-E-B-E, like Bebe, but I just call her Baby. She's not wearing her nurse outfit, or really any clothes for that matter, because a patient threw up on him. That's why we need to take a shower so bad.
Is that a stripper?
Marvin, no, she is not a stripper. She is a nurse. She's a nurse, and she just got done with a very long 12-hour shift helping very sick kids, just scrubbing puke on her hands and knees. And you call her a stripper. Marvin, apologize to baby.
I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right, baby. So, yeah, we're going to need to use your shower and then also probably your bed to dry off.
Why don't you just go somewhere else?
Well, my wife would never allow me to bring her home, and this is cheaper than a hotel because it's free. So can I take your shower?
Okay, hurry up.
Right, thanks, come on.
Jeffy, ask me a yes or no question.
Did it happen? Did it hit my knee with bimbo? Did it hit my pump on the bimbo? Did it slip? Did it swim? Did it hit my back? Did it happen?
Pick a color.
Boo.
What?
Boo.
What?
Boo.
What?
Boo.
Oh, Jeffy, shut up.
Marvin, where's the doctor?
He's taking a shower.
What? Why?
He said he got dirty in traffic. I don't know.
Hey, guys.
Why are you naked?
We were born this way, okay? It's how we're supposed to be. Oh, Marvin, I should probably let you know I pulled the triple S in your bathroom.
A triple S?
Yeah, shit, shower, shave, except I did it all in the shower.
What?
I know, but the toilet was too far away, so I just had to drop anchor right there in the shower. Like, a lot of anchors. I shit like a rabbit, Marvin. Don't worry, I tried to clean it up. I took the plunger and tried to shove it down the drain, but I just made it it worse, and it just ended up looking like a big stringy Play-Doh mess, like trying to shove ground beef down a garbage disposal.
That's sick!
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, Marvin, okay, but that's not important. What's important is that I have a question, okay? I don't really know this girl very well.
Wait, what girl?
There's a girl in there.
Yeah, it's a nurse that he works with.
Marvin, come on, that was obviously a lie. She's clearly a hooker.
A hooker?
Yeah, Marvin, don't pretend I'm not a habitual liar. Obviously, she's a hooker. Let's get past that. What I need to know is, should I wear protection or not?
You could ask my fortune teller.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, pick a color.
Red.
R-E-D. Pick a number.
Two.
One, two. Pick another number.
Three.
All right, let's see. Only time will tell.
Oh, cool. That's real fucking helpful. Thank you for that. Yeah, I guess time will tell in 9 months when it's too late.
Listen, can you just help with my son while you're right here?
Yeah, sure. I'll do it later.
What? Do it later. Do it right now.
No, I'll do it after I'm done.
Jeffy, go to your room until he's ready.
Bedpad.
Guys, I do have another really big favor to ask.
What do you want?
I need some money.
What? For what?
Well, I think my time with her is up, and she did see me shit in the shower and try to shove it down the drain with a plunger, so now she wants more money to stay.
Well, I think I have a 20 in the car.
Get that, please.
Okay.
Marvin, money?
I might have a 10 in my wallet.
That's not gonna be enough, buddy. She saw me shit in the shower.
Well, I don't
like
know.
Like a rabbit.
I have an ATM card that I can go get money out of.
Yeah, that's more like it. The longer we sit here talking about it, the more money she's gonna need.
Okay!
Here's a 20.
Thank you.
And here's a 50.
50? That's all you could do?
Yeah, that's all I could do.
70's kind of a weird number for seeing somebody shit in the shower, but I can make it work. I can make it work.
Okay, guys, now that we're done eating our popsicles and you're done choking on yours, what do you want to do?
We should play hide and seek.
Oh, yeah, dude. That sounds fun as hell.
Okay, I'll count first.
Hey, man, man, man.
Oh, we're just playing hide and seek.
Man.
Yeah, sure, you can play. Junior's counting.
Wait, you can understand him?
Yeah, he's speaking in tongues. I speak tongue. Around a butthole. Hey-o.
Okay, I'm gonna count.
Okay.
One, two.
Wait, you're not that doctor. Do you have my money? Who are you?
I'm the Green Scooby-Doo Killer, and I'm gonna kill you.
Oh my god, he's coming!
She's dead! Out the window I go.
Hey, baby, I got the money, so you know what that means. Fist in my ass. Jeffy, did you kill my hooker?
No, I've got to be.
It has to have been you. You're the only one here. Come on, you're under arrest.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy, who is being accused of murdering a hooker. Bailiff, tell me what happened.
Well, Your Honor, I had just gotten done shitting in the shower, and I told the hooker to go wait for me in the bedroom, because I needed to ask Marvin for some money, because I had to pay the hooker, you know, for obvious reasons. And then when I got into the bedroom, I saw Jeffy standing there, right next to the dead hooker.
Hmm. Oh, dear. How much was she charging you?
$100 an hour.
Not bad. For everything?
Yeah. She was a nasty bitch, Your Honor.
Jeffy, how could you? Did you really murder that hooker? Explain yourself.
I'm sorry, what? I can't understand you. Can you say that again?
Mr. Jeffy, if the next sound out of your mouth is not an understandable sentence, I will find you guilty of murder. That is it. Mr. Jeffy, I find you guilty of murdering a hooker, and I sentence you to life in prison.
She was a good woman. Come on, you monster. Get in there, you murderer. I hope your cellmate does to you what that hooker was going to do to me. Shove his fist in your ass.
Jeffy, how could you do this to our family? Officer, there's just no way that Jeffy murdered that hooker. There's no way.
Marvin, you're just going to have to accept that your son's a murderer.
Jeffy, why would you do this? What are you trying to say?
Listen, Marvin, I don't have time for this. I got another inmate I gotta bring in.
Jeffy, if you could just try your hardest to try to explain who did it, just say it. Just try to say it with the best way you can. You're not even trying.
All right, Jeffy, it looks like your cellmate's gonna be this guy in a green Scooby-Doo costume.
We can't understand you, Jeffy. Just stop trying to talk.
That's the guy who killed the hooker in the green Scooby-Doo costume.
Yeah, it was me.
Wait, Jeffy, how can you talk? How?
Well, because I had this big piece of Play-Doh in my mouth the whole time pretending it was my tongue.
Wait, so this is the guy who killed the hooker?
Yeah, in the green Scooby-Doo costume.
Why did you take out the Play-Doh earlier?
Because I'm a butt.
And why didn't you speak up in court?
Because I'm a shithead.
So you wasted everyone's time?
Yeah.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
Ray! Ray, guard! Help!
Somebody
help!
Owes me $70 and a fist in my ass.
Officer Guy, get in here.
Yes, sir?
There's a fugitive on the loose by the name of Waldo.
Waldo, sir?
Yeah, that's his poster right there. See, he stole some government secrets, and now he's trying to sell them to the highest bidder.
How did he even steal the secrets, sir?
Well, he's so damn sneaky, nobody can see him. He just snuck into a government facility and stole their files.
Sir, I think I actually went to high school with this guy.
Oh, good. Maybe that'll make him easier to find.
Well, I don't know about that. Where's the last place he was seen?
Oh, all over the place. I'll go get the book. He's been spotted at the beach, and the museum, and the carnival.
Sir, I don't see him.
What are you talking about? He's right there.
Where?
Right there next to the ride.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is him.
Yeah, he's really hard to find, especially because he has all these helpers that wear the same shirt as him. But you better find that son of a bitch before he sells our nuclear launch codes.
He has our nuclear launch codes?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just change them?
Well, we can't. We can only change it once a year, and we already did it on Friday.
Okay, sir, I'll find him.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I have a robot spider.
No way!
Dude, that's so sick.
Is it remote control?
It is not.
Oh, that's dumb.
But it crawls around like a real spider.
What's the point if you can't control it, dude? It's just gonna run into the wall.
It glows in the dark. Yeah, it really glows in the dark. It says right there in the box.
Does it really glow in the dark?
It really glows in the dark.
All right, let's go in the bathroom, close the door, and turn off the lights and see if it glows in the dark.
Ooh, I like to go in the bathroom and turn off the lights part. Whatever happens in the bathroom stays in the bathroom, right, Junior?
Can you go with us, Joseph?
Nah, dude, I got a better idea. Check this out.
Whoa!
Yeah, Hot Wheels with loop-de-loops. Three of them all.
Three loop-de-loops.
That's scientifically impossible. There's no way it can go through all three loop-de-loops.
Dude, they wouldn't put it on the box if it wasn't possible.
That'd be false advertising, Cody.
That defies the laws of physics. There's no way that toy car generates enough torque to go through three loop-de-loops in a row.
I mean, that would be a sight to see for it to go through all three loop-de-loops.
It certainly would. It would be loop madness. Maybe that's why they call it that, because it would be madness.
It would be loop madness. Oh, do you think if that car went through all three loop-de-loops, it would rip a hole in time and space?
That would be madness.
Oh, man. I want to play with the toy spider, because we could scare Chef Pee-Pee with that.
Good.
But also...
Hot Wheels, dude.
I want to see it go through three loop-de-loops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're in a predicament. Mm-hmm. Which one do we play with first?
This one glows in the dark.
How about y'all go and do y'all thing with Chef Pee-Pee, play with the spider, and I'll put the Hot Wheels together.
Okay, yeah. We can go scare Chef Pee-Pee with the spider and see if it's glow in the dark, and you can set that up. But do not launch it without us.
Hey, I can't make any promises, dude, if y'all don't make it back in time.
Okay, let's hurry. Let's go to the bathroom and see if it's glow in the dark.
Yeah, tighten up.
Okay, Cody, let's see if this thing really glows in the dark.
It says right on the box, it really glows in the dark.
Okay, but they can't lie. That'd be false advertising.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if it really glows in the dark. Where is it?
It's in my hand. I'm holding it.
It's not glowing, Cody.
It is not.
It says it really glows in the dark. It's not glowing.
It's not glowing in the dark at all.
This is stupid. Cody, what are you doing?
Just hold on. Just let me do this.
No, let go of it, Cody!
No, it's mine now.
Let go of it!
Gimme!
Hell, Cody, don't ever do that again!
I had a good grip on it, didn't I?
You're weird, Cody!
I'm never washing this hand again, Jimmy.
You're disgusting. Your stupid toy didn't even glow in the dark.
Well, maybe it needs batteries before it glows.
Oh, let's open it and see if it needs batteries.
Mm-mm-mm. My jelly bean chicken wing casserole's almost done. Wait, I got a ring to it. Jelly bean chicken wing. Jelly bean chicken wing. Jelly bean chicken wing.
Okay, Junior, put the batteries in it.
All right, try to scare Chef Pee-Pee with it.
Okay, but I can't really control where it goes because I don't have a remote control. So let's just hope. Yeah.
Ah! Look out, fire! You son of a bitch! Ah!
You trying to bite me, ho? Oh, hell nah! Yeah!
I was still going, but you still got it, bro!
Oh, hell nah! Yeah! Crush, crush, ho! Crush, crush, you ain't breathing no more. Look, thot!
That toy cost me $50, Junior. He just fucking smashed it.
I mean, he was scared.
He was.
Do you want the pieces, too?
No, fuck it.
Hmm. Oh, so, how was the spider?
He's in heaven with Hulk Hogan.
Don't you mean hell? Hulk Hogan said the N-word.
Wait, you go to hell if you say the N-word?
Hey, I don't make the rules, bro.
What if it's only a few times?
Especially if it's the hard R, dude.
Oh, how do you repent?
You drop to your knees, put your hands together, and beg the Lord to forgive your ass.
Oh, God, please forgive me. You didn't say we couldn't say it. You didn't put it in the Bible. Oh, dear God, please forgive me.
So, did you get it working, Joseph?
Oh, yeah, dude. I was just waiting on y'all.
Oh, you said you weren't going to wait.
Hey, look, I got a heart, bro.
Oh, hey, let's see it go through all three loop-de-loops. All
right, watch this. It's gonna happen, dude. Watch this. Whoa!
I told you it was impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is physically impossible for it to go through all three loop-de-loops.
It's not physically impossible. I'll do it again. You saw that. It was almost there.
This dumb toy. This is two toys that's lied to us. The other spider didn't glow in the dark.
Third time's the charm, dude.
Oh, because it's three loops.
Hey, fuck this toy.
I told you.
What? There's someone at the door. Oh, hold on. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
You see anyone?
No.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hello?
Hello?
Junior, what is that?
What?
On top of the bush.
Oh, yeah, there is somebody. Hey, we see you.
Oh, yeah, where am I?
You're on top of the bush.
Damn it. Shit. Okay, turn around.
What?
Turn around.
Okay.
Who is this guy? I don't know. What's he doing?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm ready.
I see you. You're on top of the other bush.
Yeah, you're on top of the other bush.
Damn it. Okay, turn around one more time.
Okay. What's who is this? I don't know. He's acting weird.
All right, I'm ready. Turn around.
What? Where?
I don't see him this time. He's doing really good, Cody. Wait, we see you. You're behind the pillar.
Shit, damn it. Shit. Okay, turn around.
Okay. Is he like an elf?
Why is he dressed like that?
He's running around back there.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm like the wind. Yeah.
You're behind the pillar.
Yeah, we see you. You're right behind that other pillar.
Damn it. You guys are good at seeking.
Or maybe you're just really bad at hiding.
Yeah.
No, it's kind of my thing.
Oh, so, you're really good at hide and seek?
Oh, well, the hiding part, I'm not so much good at seeking. Can't really stand still for us too long in one place, unless I get found.
So, what's your name?
My name's Waldo.
Well, we're not really looking for a new four-eyed friend. We already got Cody, and he's pretty ugly.
Oh, thanks, Junior.
Yeah, don't mention it, Cody.
Where'd he go?
Waldo!
Hello?
Well, he's not behind the bushes.
He's not usually this good at hiding.
He's not behind the pillars. Where's Waldo?
I don't know.
Maybe he got mad that we found him too many times and he ran away.
Yeah, he probably left.
All right, let's go.
Wait, you...
Oh, it's all over the couch. Shit.
Wow, dude, way to go.
Fuck, can you lift it up? No, just let it spill.
All right.
No, that was a joke. I'm being sarcastic.
No, I can't predict.
Jesus. Okay.
Waste a good imaginary Pepsi. So, yeah, I just got cherry Pepsi and then bring me one.
Well, there's only two left.
Oh, wow, that's selfish as hell. You didn't think about me, dude?
Well, I mean, if there was a third one, we would have got you one, but you weren't down there with us.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty selfish and pretty racist, if I say so myself.
Well, you can have some of mine.
I don't want your backwash, dude. Who was at the door?
Oh, some guy named Waldo.
Yeah, he was dressed like an elf.
And he had, daddy issues. I guess his dad never came home when he was a kid, so he wanted us to find him. He had, a find-him fetish.
You kind of read a lot into that 1 30-second conversation.
He was a weird guy, Cody.
He was weird, yeah.
He was absolutely, one of the weirdest people ever. He's like, find me. Yeah. Anyway, you want to guys watch the Crocodile Hunter movie?
Oh, hell yeah.
Breaking news, okay. A man named Waldo is missing, and he's wanted by the FBI for trying to sell government secrets to enemies of the United States.
Y'all getting freaky. What's wrong?
That's the guy that was on the door.
That Waldo nigga?
Yeah.
Yes. That's the guy that was talking to us at the door, and he told us to find him.
Dude, he's a wanted criminal for the FBI. They want to get him. He's just talking to him freely?
Okay, I think we should call the cops and say we saw him, right?
Yes, we have to.
Yeah, definitely. Because we saw him. If we say we didn't see him, then if we tell him we saw him, then we had the latest point where he was at.
Yeah.
We're an accomplice at that
so they
point.
Can catch him.
Yeah, okay, so let me call the cop and tell him we know where he's at.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, we saw Waldo.
Where?
Well, he was at the front door.
Okay, I was just at the front door. He wasn't there.
Well, we saw him 4 times at the door. We found him behind a bush. We found him behind a pillar.
Yeah, when you see him, he moved. So where is he now?
Well, I don't know where he's at now.
Well, that's not helpful. It's not where was Waldo. It's where's Waldo.
Well, I don't know where Waldo is now, but we did see him, earlier.
Well, okay, but that's not helpful. He could be anywhere. He could be in the Old West. He could be in space. He, teleports.
Well, I mean, he was at my front door, so he's probably, down the street or somewhere close by, right?
Well, he could be literally anywhere.
Oh, okay, well, how do you know so much about Waldo?
I actually went to high school with old Waldo.
What, you did?
Yeah, let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Waldo. He wore this red striped shirt, glasses, and an inverted Santa hat. He was really weird. Well, anyway, this guy would always go missing. We would be sitting in class, and the next thing you know, the teacher's asking, "Where's Waldo?" No one knew where he went. They would put the school on lockdown and look for him. They would check the bathrooms, the cafeteria, the gym. He was nowhere to be found. The whole town started looking for him. Missing posters all over the city, police helicopters, they checked the river. People started wondering if he got kidnapped. The police literally found 13 missing children while looking for Waldo. His parents were on the news crying and begging for Waldo to come home. And then after 6 months, the police ended the search and pronounced him dead. They had a funeral and everything. But then I was at the park, and I saw him standing behind a tree.
So he was just standing there behind a tree?
Yeah, just right there at the park. I don't know why it took so long for anyone to find him. But after that, the whole town banished him for being a fuckhead. I mean, we spent millions of dollars of taxpayer money looking for him.
Why do you think he hides so much?
I think he does it for attention. I mean, what kind of psychopath hides for attention?
See, Cody, I told you he has daddy issues.
See, the problem is now I gotta find him because he has the nuclear launch codes. Fucking what?
Wait, he has nuclear launch codes?
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah, but see, the good thing is he can't move until you find him. He has to just stay right where he is. He's stuck.
So wherever he is, he has to stay completely still.
Yeah, he stays right there until you say, "Ha, I got you."
Well, do you have any clues on where he could be?
Oh, yeah, I have a whole bunch of documents. Let me get them. Ugh, here are all the files we have on Waldo.
Whoa, these are a lot of files.
Yeah, these are all the places we've found him in the past.
Wait, there's so many other people wearing his outfit.
Yeah, he has a lot of decoys, but don't worry, decoys don't fool me.
Hey, everybody.
Waldo?
Well, I just got back from the eye doctor, and they prescribed me glasses, and then I stopped at Target and got this sweater because it's cold.
Nice try, Waldo, but you're not going to be selling those nuclear launch codes anytime soon.
What?
Come on, Waldo, you're coming with me.
I guess he found Waldo.
You know, you and Waldo sound a lot alike.
Thanks for staying the night last night, guys, but we woke up so late.
Yeah, we just got up. It's 3 p.m. The sun's gonna go down soon.
Yeah, dude, we had a long day yesterday playing football outside.
In the grass.
In the dirt, because that's all we have.
Yeah, we were swimming in the pool because it was like 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, no, sweating our balls off, dude.
Yeah, Florida's always just so hot, it's never cold here.
Yeah, the Sunshine State, they call it.
Oh, really?
No way.
Yeah, that's
no,
what they
Breaking news, McKay. There was a snowstorm that hit Florida last night. It grew to as big as 6 inches. At least that's what my maid said it felt like in her mouth. Now back to the snow. There was a lot of it, so go outside and have fun, because this probably won't happen for another 100 years.
No way! It's snowing outside?
Dude, it's impossible. We live in Florida. It can't snow.
It cannot snow in Florida. That has to be a lie. There has to be some type of fake news, some Donald Trump fake news type thing, because there's no way it's snowing in Florida.
Yeah, it can't happen, dude.
Yeah, it cannot happen. There's no way that if we walked outside right now that there'd be snow.
Never.
Nope.
I mean, we could go look outside.
We could do that. We have free will. We could go check.
We do.
All right, let's put on some long sleeve shirts and some pants.
Uh-huh. Okay, you guys can do that if you want to, pussies. If it's snowing out there, I'm going out there shirtless.
No, you won't. Jinx, pig poke, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, shit. Now what happens?
Me Chinese, me play joke, me go pee-pee in your Coke.
Oh, no. Now you both owe each other peed in Cokes.
I'm hungry for
pizza! Bitch! Ah, got him! I said pretzels! He thought I was gonna say pizza, little bitch! Ha ha!
Okay, now what?
I don't know if he owes me a Coke anymore.
Yeah, I'm kinda lost.
I don't think so.
So let's go outside and see the snow!
Okay, let me take my shirt off.
You're not gonna take your shirt off and go in the snow, Cody. You'd freeze to death.
People who freeze to death are pussies. Like all those people who freeze to death on Mount Everest. Bunch of pussies, all of you. Whenever I see cold, I look it in the face and I say, open wide. And then, boom! Cody juice.
Okay, well, I mean, if you get cold, let us know.
I'm not gonna get cold.
Oh my god, guys, it's snowing! I can't believe it's snowing!
Dude, it's Florida! It's not supposed to happen!
Mother Nature got cream pied!
Snowed.
What?
You said it was snowing. Like, it's not actively snowing. It already snowed, past tense.
God, Cody, I hate you. You look cold.
I'm not cold. You guys are cold. I never said it was cold, you pussies.
Bro, you're the one shaking like a stripper.
I'm not shaking. I'm flexing from all my muscles.
Are you sure you're not cold?
No, I'm not cold.
Everyone throw snowballs at Cody.
Okay. No, that's not fair.
Make a snowball, Joseph.
Oh, I got one right here, dude.
Cream him.
I would love to get creamed, but not by snow.
Oh, you're asking for it, dude.
Ooh, that is so not cold. You know, when I dreamed of Junior hitting me in the face with white stuff, this is not what I had in mind.
Why do you gotta make everything gay, dude?
Yeah, I'm making more snowballs.
Yeah, all right, guys. No more snowballs.
Booked.
Ha ha, Cody.
Where'd you go, dude?
What, Cody, where are you?
Fucker's right here.
We can't understand you, Cody. You sound like you have a dick in your mouth.
I wish.
All right, guys. Let's build a snowman.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, he's done. Ice Cube the snowman.
Dude, he looks so sick. And he got that gat on him.
Mine's got that gat on him. Gat damn, look at that dumpy.
Cody, what is this?
This is Ronaldo the snowman. Just look at him. He's ready to pleasure some snow dudes. And look at his hog.
Cody.
Dude, I can't wait for the sun to melt yours.
Nothing can melt his rock hard abs or his rock hard nipples. Literally. Him and I have the same physique. I mean, I'm a little bit bigger than him down there, but still, I'm not here to brag. But, Junior!
That's what you get for making a stupid dumb gay snowman.
Oh, wow, Marvin, look, it's snowing.
Snowed.
What?
It's not actively snowing, it's snowed.
Oh.
Jeffy, the snowman, was missing a chromosome. With a pencil in his nose and he's shedding his diaper, so be good for goodness sake.
Jeffy, what is this?
Marvin, he made a snowman.
It's actually a snowtard.
He would try to bite his ear if he had one.
But Chevy, this is so stupid.
Marvin, look, he gave him a heart.
That's actually his pecker.
Chevy, you are grounded.
For what?
Because we're making inappropriate stuff.
Marvin, our HOA is going to go nuts.
You get it, Daddy? Because he has testicles?
That's it, we're going inside right now.
Yeah, like a big nutsack.
Okay, guys, are you ready to go sledding?
Junior, this is a wagon.
Well, we don't have a sled. It's Florida. It never snows here.
And this is your neighbor's driveway, and that's just cold concrete down there. If we wipe out, we're going to get a pretty bad road rash.
We're not going to wipe out. It's not even that steep of a hill. Come on, everyone get in.
All right, let's go.
Someone needs to push, Junior.
Okay, fine, I'll push.
I'll push too, dude.
That means I'm the only one in here.
Shut up, Cody!
Uh-oh.
That didn't go well.
Owie. I'm okay, guys. Stop throwing fucking snowballs at me!
Ha ha, Cody!
Dude, we couldn't resist. It was fun.
Yeah, it's a little fun.
Guys, I think we should go inside.
What? Why? You're cold?
No, I'm not cold. Never cold. It's just, the sun's going down.
Hey, you hoodlums, stop making snowmen with big wieners and big asses in my yard. And stop sledding in my driveway.
Snowballs! Hit them!
That's it. I'm calling the police.
Hold on, the police. Run.
Fuck the police.
Hey there. Somebody call the cops?
I did, officer. Look what the hoodlums did to my yard.
Those look like snowmen.
Yeah, but that one over there's got a big dick.
Yes, he does.
And this one's got a gun.
But freeze. Drop that shit right now. I said drop it. I'll blow you the fuck away. Pussy.
You really sure that's snowman?
Yeah. At the academy, they said I was the best at controlling my anger. So, you like my new red gun? We started painting them bright colors so whenever kids find them, they think it's a toy and they play with it.
That's pretty fucked up.
No, I'm just kidding. We actually gave these to the fire department so they could fight fires. We really wanted to put the fight and firefighter, but it's kind of pointless because you can't shoot fire.
Well, I want to press charges on those hoodlums.
For what?
Well, they assaulted me with snowballs and destruction of property because this is my snow. And I'm pretty sure that snowman over there is guilty of some form of molestation.
Okay, those are a lot of charges. Do you know where the kids live?
Yeah, right across the street.
Oh, I'm familiar. I'll talk to them.
Man, I hate the Hucker Dudes.
Dude, they suck.
Yeah, they're always trying to ruin our fun.
Right?
Do you have to poop, Cody? Go to take a shit.
No, dude. I'm okay.
Are you cold?
No. Never cold.
Oh, good choice. I thought he was going to say the N-word.
I thought he was going to say it, too. He doesn't stop saying it. He always says it.
Crazy.
Cody, why are you blue? Are you cold?
Yeah, you look like if a Barney and a Smurf had a baby.
Yeah, you look like the lead singer of Eiffel 65 who made that blue song.
He's not blue. The song is just called that.
He is blue. He talks about having a blue Corvette and a blue house. Did you not listen up and hear his story? He's blue inside and outside.
I've heard the fucking song, dude.
So are you him?
No!
What's wrong, Cody? You're scaring me.
I'm fine, guys. I'm fine.
You're shaking too much, dude.
Yeah.
Making me nervous.
I think you have to take a shit. Just go take one.
No, I don't have to take a shit. I'm fine. Just don't worry about it.
Do you like eating blueberries?
Yes, that's it. I like blueberries a lot. I eat too many.
Oh, he's like... There's someone at the door. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, your neighbor says you built some snowmen in his yard and one of them appears to have a penis?
Oh, yeah, my friend Cody made that one. He likes penis.
Oh, okay. Well, he also says you threw some snowballs at him?
Yeah, we threw three right at his face.
Right. You know, you don't have to admit any of this. You do have the right to remain silent, and anything you say or do can and will be used against you in a court of law. I learned that today, because apparently I was supposed to be saying that the whole time, and I haven't, so none of those arrests count. So now my boss is mad at me because I haven't been saying it, and a bunch of bad people got away with some really bad shit because I didn't say it. Like, this one guy, he had, like, this little girl, and, oh, it was awful. I'm not even gonna tell you all of it. Let's just say he's a monster. And now he's free, and he works at Popeye's, my favorite chicken restaurant. So every time I'm there, I have to see him, knowing what he did. But goddamn, their chicken is so good, I just can't stop eating there.
So he's free because you didn't say the sentence?
He's free because I didn't say that one little sentence, just few little words. Stupid. So anyway, I have to arrest you and your friends.
Well, arrest us? Why?
Well, your neighbor wants to press charges, so can you just show me your friends so I can tell them what I told you?
Yeah, we're over here.
Who is at the door?
You better not say jigaboo, nigga.
Junior.
Oh, I thought he was going to say it.
Yeah, he was going to roll off his...
Always has racist stuff. Anyway, it was the cops. They're here to arrest us.
Hey, I'm here to arrest you.
Oh, the cops? Fuck that! Shoo!
I should've...
I like how he made him lightning quick.
That was pretty cool.
He went, shoo!
He did. He was pretty fast. I would never be able to catch him.
Not with that noise. Anyway, Cody, he's here to arrest us for the dick thing.
Which one?
The one with the snowman outside.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, so he just got blue out of nowhere, officer. I don't know what happened.
Oh, what, did you listen to Eiffel 65 too much?
Yeah, see, that guy's blue inside and outside.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but no, I don't think he's listening to any music, and I don't really know why else he'd be blue like this.
Huh, well, maybe I should put my doctor outfit on so I can diagnose this.
Yeah, do that.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Oh wait, I was already here.
So doctor, why is he blue?
Well, I don't know. Did he eat anything today? Like, did he steal candy from Willy Wonka like Violet Beauregard and turn into a big blue bitch?
Oh god, he's gonna say the N-word.
No, kid, you really shouldn't say that. Like, I know it's just us here and I'm cool, but you definitely should not say that word.
No, he didn't eat anything. He didn't eat any candy from Willy Wonka because I don't think Willy Wonka's real.
Oh, you know who did eat those candies? My ex-wife. Yeah, she must have had like 5 of them. Just a big old roly-poly bitch. Big hot air balloon built bitch. She was really fat, you guys.
Okay, so he did go outside with his shirt off.
Well, yeah, because I'm not a
he's going to say Peppa Pig.
Pussy.
Well, that might explain it. He might have frostbite.
What? You can get sick from being bit by a snowman?
No. Frostbite's when you're outside in the cold for too long and your body turns all blue and fucked up. Like, look at his fingers. We're gonna have to amputate those.
He's gonna say Asians love rice and homework.
Amputate?
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut off every part of your body that has frostbite on it.
Okay, I guess start cutting it off.
And done! I cut off every part of his body that had frostbite on it.
You cut off so much stuff.
Yeah, well, his eyes were the only thing without frostbite.
So he's dead.
Yeah. But hey, at least he's not a pussy, huh? Hmm. I wonder.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
What about you, Cody?
Hmm? No, I'm good. Do our Porky Pig impressions, guys?
Yeah, do yours.
That's all, folks.
I coughed. Cody, I see you're wearing socks. Are you keeping your piggies warm?
What? My piggies?
Never mind.
Wait, I mean,
sorry I brought it up.
You're not wearing socks? You worried about your piggies getting cold?
No.
No, it's summer.
Yeah, we don't need to warm up our piggies. It's not wintertime.
Weirdo. Okay, I'm the weirdo.
You guys want to play Truth or Dare?
Oh, heck yeah, dude. We haven't played Truth or Dare in forever.
You want to play Truth or Dare, Cody?
Wait, what's today?
Sunday?
Oh, no, guys. It's Sunday.
Yes, it is.
I forgot something. Wait, what's the date?
July 6th?
Oh, shit! It's the Truth or Dare Monster's birthday today!
Oh, no way, dude!
The Truth or Dare Monster doesn't exist.
Yes, he does, Junior. And if you say his name 3 times on his birthday, he appears and makes you trade... He kills you if you don't play Truth or Dare. I'm so scared I can't even talk.
It is scary, bro.
Okay, well, we've only said his name twice. As long as we don't say monster after we say that word, then we're good.
Yeah, you're right. Let's just play Truth or Dare.
Monster!
Huh? What? But I saw your picture of Jerry Fogel.
Wait, who? Oh, dude, this is Josh Gad.
What? No, that's Jerry Fogel.
Wait, who's Josh Gad?
The dude, the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
Oh, he voiced the snowman!
Yeah, do you want to be the snowman?
Oh, you got him to sign a picture of himself?
Yeah, dude, I ran into him. It was so sick. I printed out a picture off of Google when I saw him, and I was like, oh, I gotta get this autograph. And I waved him down, and he totally signed it.
Wait, hold on. No, that's not Josh Gad. This is Josh Gad.
Oh. That's the same person, correct?
Yeah, dude, it's the same damn person.
No, that's Jared Fogel. He is a monster.
No. Who's Jared Fogel?
He's a monster who should be in prison.
He is in prison, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
Wait, so you got his autograph out of prison?
Yeah, I ran into him.
Wait, hold on. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was visiting my Uncle Peebo at a federal prison in Colorado, and we were eating some really good lunch. And out of nowhere, I see the Josh Gad walk by with a huge sub sandwich, and I start yelling, Josh, do you want to build a snowman? Huh, look at me, please. Mr. Olaf, look. And then he looked at me, but he was really confused. And then he kept walking. So I went to the prison staff and asked them to print out a picture of Josh Gad for me. And they said, who? And I pointed at him and they said, oh, Jared. And I was like, sure. I guess Josh is short for Jared in prison. So they printed out a picture of him for me. And I walked up to him and asked him to sign his name. And he said, what? Really? Me? My name? And I was like, yes, you're the Josh Gad. Write Josh Gad on this damn picture. And can you draw Olaf the snowman for me? And he did it. Can you believe it?
So let me get this straight. Jared Fogle signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature?
No, Josh Gad signed a picture of himself with Josh Gad's signature.
But he had a sandwich in prison. That sounds like Jared Fogle. And look, he didn't even draw Olaf. He just drew a regular snowman.
Well, he probably didn't want to get sued for copyright, dude.
Yeah, Disney is bitches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Joseph, what are you going to do with this picture?
I'm going to hang it up like it's supposed to be, huh?
Okay, I think the biggest thing we need to talk about here is that we said Truth or Dare Monster 3 times. Now 4 times, they didn't appear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now. You have to say it 6 times.
Say what?
Truth or Dare Monster.
But, Junior, you said it 5 times.
Okay, we won't say it.
Yeah, we won't say Truth or Dare Monster anymore.
Junior, you said it 6 times!
My bad, dude. I'm just trying to say it.
Wait, we said it 6 times and he didn't appear, Cody. What's going on?
Oh, no, I remember for real now. You have to say it 66 times.
66 times? No one's ever going to say Truth or Dare Monster 66 times.
Yeah, I don't know why we would do that.
And why 66? What a weird number.
Oh, you know what? I remember now. It's actually, you have to say it 666 times before he shows up.
What?
Yeah, 666 times? Time.
Yeah, like the devil.
Oh, the devil.
I don't know why I thought it was 3.
Oh, you thought it was 3 because it's 3 sixes.
Oh, yeah, that was it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're never going to say Truth or Dare Monster 666 times, so we're good.
No, not even close.
Yeah, not even close, not even say it. Does it count if you say it in your head?
Oh, shit. I've said it so many times in my head. I was saying it the whole time Joseph was talking.
Me too.
Me 3.
Wait, how many times did you guys say it?
Wait, how are you saying it if you were talking?
I mean, I was thinking about it, dude. I said it like 250 times.
Well, I think I said it like 100 times at least.
I think I at least hit 200 in my head.
Oh, shit.
Shit, I might be 300 deep.
Oh, fuck. We're really close, guys.
Oh, my God. We might as well, you know, say it a lot more times because we might as well summon him if we're close.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, let's all say it. Truth or Dare Monster, 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 Truth or Dare Monster.
Yeah, it's the Truth or Dare Monster.
It's really him.
Oh, no, dude.
Who dare say my name 420 times?
Oh, wow, we were way off.
Yeah.
I thought it was 666.
No, 420 is my favorite number.
Oh, cool.
So what's your name?
My name is Realty.
How do you spell that?
R-E-L-T-I-H.
Hmm. Guys, does he kind of remind you of somebody?
Big Bird?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
So, who's ready to play Truth or Dare or Die?
Yeah.
I'll play.
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Okay, Truth or Dare?
Truth.
Okay, who here eats pork?
Oh, I love bacon.
I love me some good bacon.
I don't eat pork.
I hate you!
Okay, I guess he likes pork.
Okay, I'll do Dare.
Okay, I dare you to kill him! Kill him! His family! His whole bloodline! Kill them all!
Damn, calm down, dude.
Yeah.
Junior, can I speak to you in the kitchen, please?
Yeah, but first off, I'm not gonna kill him.
Okay, well, you have to kill him or you are going to die!
Okay, well, we want to pause real quick because I want to get a soda.
There are no breaks! It's Truth or Dare or Die! It's been I'm bailing out! Kill him! Kill his whole family!
I'm going to get a Coke. Do you want anything?
You know, a Dr. Pepper might be a little refreshing, but no juice! I hate juice!
Okay, no juice.
No juice. So, Junior, that Truth or Dare monster seems pretty angry, huh?
He's going to be even more angry when I tell him we don't have Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, well, he also seems really German.
I think so.
Well, he's got that little mustache.
You don't like mustaches?
No, Junior, it's just that he kind of reminds me of somebody very famous, you know, who had all those qualities.
He's a Truth or Dare monster. He's famous.
No, it's not that. It's like his whole personality. I really don't like him.
The only thing I don't like about him is that we're playing Truth or Dare, and he gave me an unrealistic dare by telling me to kill you. Like, when you're playing Truth or Dare, you can't give someone an unrealistic dare. I'm not going to actually try to kill you. That would be absolutely stupid.
Then why do you have that knife?
To open my can of soda because I don't have fingernails because we're puppets.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. I don't like that guy.
Okay.
Junior, I'm gonna tell you who I think he is.
Okay. A dolphin? You hit her?
No, that's not quite what I said. I said...
A dolphin emulator? You're trying to play games online?
No, it's Adolf, first name, last name.
Oh, he does sound and act like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe we should call the cops.
I think this is a cop problem, yeah.
Yeah, let's call the cops. Hello?
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yeah, we kind of have a weird problem.
All right, shoot. I mean, don't actually shoot, because then I'm going to have to shoot back, and nobody wants that. I just mean, you know, shoot is like a saying, you know, when people are trying to say, you know, go, like, start talking, so. Go. But, I mean, don't shoot. I want to be very clear. I don't want you to think that I want you to shoot me. You know what, can we just start over? I'm kind of psyching myself out. I got myself scared. So, let me just walk up again and just pretend you've never met me before, okay?
Okay. Oh, who are you?
Oh, okay, well, I think maybe we went a little too far back. I didn't mean, like, erase me from your memory, like the end of Spider-Man No Way Home. I just meant, like,
You know, like, we'll just start over. You know what? How about this? Let's do a little bit improv, okay? I just need a location and an occupation.
The grocery store.
Mailman! Okay, I'm your mailman at the grocery store. Okay. And go. These pineapples are on sale. It's buy two, get three free. I don't see how that's sustainable for the supermarket. That sure is a lot of pineapples.
Oh, hey, mailman.
Oh, hey, you're the kid from 763, right?
Yeah, you deliver my mail.
Yeah, I remember you, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about my dog.
Oh, it's okay, he's nice. Yeah, you see these pineapples? It's buy two, get three free, isn't that weird?
That's a lot of pineapple.
Yeah, who needs that many pineapples?
Yeah, your buggy looks like it's full of a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I got some pizza rolls in there, some toilet paper, some cat litter. I don't even have a cat. So why'd you call the cops?
So we did something really stupid. We summoned the Truth or Dare monster.
Why the fuck would you do that? How did you do that? You'd have to say his name like 420 times.
I know. We said it a few times. We thought it was 6, and then we thought it was 66. Then we thought it was 666. And then we thought, let's see if we can summon him. And then we summoned him. And then he dared me to kill my friend and his bloodline and his whole family.
Oh, no. Not that again. That happened one time before back in the 40s, and it was a whole thing. Ugh.
So how do you stop the Truth or Dare monster?
Well, it's really complicated. There's only two ways to do it. You gotta dare him to just, you know, die. Or, you know, you could take a gun and shoot a bullet out of that gun. And as long as it hits his head area, he will die.
Okay, I mean, but we can just dare him to die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that.
Okay, but do I have to do my turn first?
Oh, yeah, you do have to do your turn, which is probably going to be pretty messed up.
Okay, so then can you just shoot him in the head so that he can be gone?
Oh, yeah, sure. Easy peasy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still play Truth or Dare while they're gone.
Okay, Truth or Dare?
Dare.
I dare you to rip off that picture.
No, this is my favorite picture of Josh Gad. He signed it for me.
Oh, baby.
Sorry.
No.
I had to climb up the couch.
Yeah, it is pretty steep.
Yeah.
Well, I killed him for you.
Oh, you did? Oh, thank God you killed him. Thank you so much.
Wait, so I don't have to do my dare now?
Nope, you don't have to do whatever he dared you to do.
Oh, thank God. That was a close one, Josh.
Why is your friend kissing a picture of Jared Fogel?
Oh, that's Josh Gad.
No, that is Jared Fogel.
I mean, they look similar.
They do look pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah, and they both impacted kids' lives.
I will give you that. But in a very different way. You know, they had very different life paths.
Yeah, one's in an animated movie, the other one's a fucking monster.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, speaking of which, I killed your monster, so you're welcome.
Wait, where's Cody?
Hey, guys, help me, I'm slipping. The couch is too steep, I can't climb up. Somebody fucking help me, please. I'm gonna fall. No, brother!
Doing a historic disaster project. So each of you are going to pick a disaster from history and create a replica and present it to the crowd.
Can it be any historical disaster?
Really any disaster. I don't give shit. The worse the better.
Yes, I'm doing 9/11.
Junior, don't say that.
What, Cody, I'm only one of two people to ever say that sentence. Actually, there was 19 hijackers. Osama bin Laden. I'm one of 21 people to ever say that.
I know what I'm doing, and let's just say it shook the world.
I know what I'm gonna do. It was one of the worst disasters ever.
I wonder if anybody's wondering what I'm gonna do.
What are you gonna do, Cody?
Oh, I don't know. There's just so many to choose from. Do I do the Titanic, or maybe Chernobyl, or the California wildfires? I don't know.
Oh, guys, I'm gonna go home right now and get started on my project.
Junior, are you really gonna do 9/11?
Well, for the FBI listening, no. But for my school project, yes. Let me practice my throw. Actually, you know what? Maybe. Actually, be very concerned. I might actually do it.
Where the bitch is at?
Ooh, Joseph, what's your project going to be?
Oh, that was a hint. You'll see.
I can't imagine.
So, Cody, what's your project going to be?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I just really want to go out with a boom. You know, I really want to go out with a bang. I really want to go out with an eruption.
I'm trying to hint what it's going to be.
Oh, can you say those again? I wasn't listening thinking they were
hints. You can find out tomorrow.
But a boom and a bang and a pow. I'm going to practice my throwing.
All right, Brass, I hope you all did your historic disaster project. I'm going to call you up one by one to present your disaster to the crass. Now, who wants to go first?
Ooh, can I go first? I promise you'll never forget it.
Okay, Junior, you come up here first.
Yes. All right, class, my project is on 9/11. September 11th, 2001, 8:46 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11 hits the North Tower. Teacher, can you hear me that? I missed.
Yeah.
I was supposed to hit this tower. It's hard to aim. God, how'd they get on the first try twice in a row? God, those are pros. Boom. The first tower gets hit.
Oh, Junior, stop.
9:03 a.m. United Airlines Flight 175 crashes into the South Tower. Oh my god, how good were those fucking pilots? They hire fucking pros? Was Sully Sullenberger, whatever the fuck his name was, doing it? That's why jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. They had goddamn detonators in that bitch. Okay, that's it. Give me the plane. And then somewhere in Pennsylvania. The end.
Very good, Junior. Go sit down.
Beat that, guys.
I mean, 9/11 is a pretty tough act of terrorism to follow.
Teacher, I want to go next. I'm about to make history in this bitch.
All right, Joseph. What's your historic disaster?
I don't want to give it away. Look, all I got to do is say one sentence. I have a dream! Did y'all get it? It's Martin Luther King. He got his ass assassinated.
All right, very good, Joseph. Go sit down. All right, who wants to go next?
Y'all like that shit, huh?
Joseph, that wasn't fair. That was a really cheap project. All you had to do was be black.
Nuh-uh, that wasn't a cheat code. I had to research what he said and memorize the line. That shit was really hard.
That's not even the speech he got shot during.
Well, Mr. Schmancy Pants, since you know everything, why didn't you dress up like him?
I don't think that would have been a good idea.
Yeah, blackface wouldn't have worked in class.
Wait, why?
Teacher, I'll go next. Hey everybody, my historic disaster is the eruption of Mount Vesuvius, which destroyed the city of Pompeii. See right there? You have all the hunky Romans in Pompeii just sunbathing, minding their own business, and then, all of a sudden, tragedy strikes. Whoa, there she blows! So as you can see, the molten lava smothered all the hunky Romans and covered them in hot ash. They had hot ash on their hot asses. It was really hot. But 2,000 people did die, though.
Only 2,000 people. You're telling me that big-ass volcano surrounding that entire island couldn't outdo 9/11? Yeah, those are rookie numbers compared to 9/11. Now, what kind of dumb, stupid disaster is that? All those people saw that volcano erupting and they didn't hop on a plane and fly away. They wanted to die.
Why didn't they get on a plane? Junior, this happened in 79. The year 79. Like, you know how we live in 2025? Well, this volcano erupted in 79. Planes weren't even invented until 1903. If these people saw a plane, they would scratch their fucking eyes out because they wouldn't know what they were looking at. They would lose their minds. They would think it was like some kind of metal dragon or some shit. They would think it was magic. They still believed in magic in 79.
Thank you, Cody.
You're welcome.
Who wants to go next?
Wow, Junior, thanks for interrupting my project. I thought the volcano eruption I did was pretty fucking sick.
I just think that Pompeii is pretty dumb for an actual, like, disaster. Like, they knew they were living next to a volcano. They could have just got up and moved.
Well, no, they didn't know because they didn't know volcanoes existed. They actually didn't even have a word in their language for volcano. They just thought they lived next to a mountain until it exploded and started squirting lava all over the place.
Why didn't they just pull out their phone and check Google Maps to see if they live by a volcano?
It was 79 AD, Junior. They didn't have Google yet. They didn't even have phones.
What? That was before phones?
Way before phones. Most of human history is before phones.
Oh my god, I should have done my project on that. That sounds like a disaster.
Teacher, I'll go next. All right, class, so I did my project on the worst disaster in the history of the world. The potato famine. Okay, so imagine you have a bunch of this. Like, you have this, and then you have none of that, and that's all you eat. And so millions of you die. Okay, let me get into detail. Okay, the Great Famine, also known as the Great Hunger, the Famine, and the Irish Potato Famine, was a period of mass starvation.
Did you just say masturbation?
No, Junior, mass starvation.
So they weren't jacking off the potatoes?
No. And disease in Ireland lasting from 1845 to 1852 that constituted a historical social crisis.
Oh my god, this is so fucking boring.
Dude, she can put anybody to sleep.
I think it's pretty interesting, guys. If you guys pay attention, you might actually learn.
Yes, we're in the
Jesus fucking Christ! No one gives a flying fuck! Look, the potato famine? Bunch of people didn't have any potatoes, so they all starved to death. Go sit down.
Aww.
Anybody else have a project that's not boring as fuck can come up next?
Okay, I'll go next. Let's get this over with. Okay, so this is my historic disaster. It's COVID.
Oh, very clever. But you know my ancestors actually invented the COVID virus. Very good, go sit down. All right, who wants to go next?
Okay, so I'm gonna go next. Hey everybody, my historical disaster is the Hindenburg. That was a big blimp full of people, and then it caught on fire and it exploded. So this is what happened. Well, it wasn't a guy with a lighter, because he would have to be a really big guy with a big lighter, or a really tiny blimp, and that would be crazy. But this is basically how it went. Wow, we're all having fun in the sky in our big blimp, the Hindenburg. Oh, no! Oh, the humanity! Almost everybody died. The end. Isn't that crazy?
Very good. Go sit down. All right, who wants to go next?
What do you think, ladies? Are they ready for the PJ?
Yeah, PJ, go up there and whip it out.
Yeah, PJ, go show them your project.
Come on.
Hey, everybody. Are you ready to hear about the coolest disaster in history? The Challenger disaster? Now, I'm cool, but nothing's as cool as the weather was that day. The engineers almost got the launch canceled because they were worried that the record low temperatures would cause the O-rings to fail, but the project manager didn't want to wait until April to launch when the weather got warmer, so they decided to launch anyway. But then, the cold temperatures caused the O-rings to compress and leak hot gas, which ignited the fuel compartment, causing the whole shuttle to explode 73 seconds after launch at an altitude of 46,000 feet and killing everyone on board, including the first female teacher in space, which was supposed to be Big Bird, but his costume was too big and there were logistical challenges, so he didn't come. All right, ladies, show him what happened. Come in!
Houston, we have a problem.
Not exactly what we practiced, but not bad.
All right, PJ, very good. Now go sit down. All right, who wants to go next?
Wait, am I the only one left? You saved the best for last. Alright, my historic disaster is when the meteor hit the Earth and made the dinosaurs go extinct. Allow me to demonstrate, but give me a second.
Oh, goddammit, Jeffy, you put a goddamn hole in my wall! But very accurate representation of what happened, so go sit down. Alright, Crass, that does it for the Historic Disaster Project. So since everyone completed their project, you all get an A.
Wait, but which one of our disasters was the worst?
That's a good question. The meteor killed all the dinosaurs, but the dinosaurs are people. And Pompeii killed 2,000, 9/11 killed 2,900. So I guess technically, Penelope's boring-ass potato filming killed the most because there was a million people who died.
Really?
Well, actually, scientifically, theoretically, Bordy wins because COVID killed 7 million people.
Fuck yeah, I didn't even try. I'm good at this school stuff.
Okay, but which one was the coolest disaster?
Junior, none of them are cool. They're all disasters.
You know what was a disaster? You being born.
Oh,
that actually was pretty fucked up. I mean, I'm sorry. I think the coolest disaster, technically, was PJ's because the O-rings got cold and it exploded.
I mean, that was the coldest, yeah.
You know what else is the coldest? These nuts in your mom's mouth.
Junior, that doesn't even make sense. Well, you have cold nuts?
Well, maybe it's cold off. Maybe I sat on some ice cubes.
Why?
Wait. Shut up.
Give me noggin. All right, Cross, this Friday night, we're going to be having a school dance. We're going to be boogie-woogieing, twerking, and throwing that shit back. So make sure you have a date, because if you don't, you are a loser.
Aw, man, a school dance? That's lame as hell. We're too old for that. And who wants to go to school on a Saturday night anyways? We could be playing video games.
Yeah, Saturday night is when we play Fortnite.
Yeah.
A school dance? That's so cool. I want to go. Junior, you have to take me because you're my boyfriend.
I can't. Me, Jasmine, and Cody are going to run trios on Fortnite.
Actually, me and Ken are going to go to the dance.
What? You're going to go to the dance?
Yay.
Well, yeah, I want to see Ken's wop. Wet-ass plastic.
So he is a doll.
No, he's not a doll. He's just got so much Botox, it's like plastic.
Junior. So you're not going to take me?
Me and Joseph can run duos. Cody holds us back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine then. I'm just going to go by myself then.
You're going to go to a dance all by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Bros before hoes. I'll see you on Fortnite, Joseph.
Yes, sir. Ski.
Hey, Penelope.
Hey, Patrick.
Do you guys want me to go to the dance with you?
No. No, I don't.
Really? I thought you and Junior were dating.
Me too.
Well, since you're not, you want to go to the dance with me?
Yes, Patrick. I would love to.
Yay!
Damn, dude. Never in a million years where I thought I'd see the day that Patrick's still your bitch. Wow. 2025 is starting out crazy.
You can't go to a dance with another man while dating me. That's cheating. Cody, is that cheating? Check the book.
Okay, I'll check the book, Junior.
In case you go to a dance with another man.
I don't see it, Junior. I'm looking.
Keep looking.
Junior, you didn't want to go. I did. Patrick asked me, so I said yes. We're just going as friends.
friends!
As friends? Cody, read her the rule about women having male friends.
It says women cannot have male friends.
What?
Article 4.
Article 4 says no man would be friends with a woman unless he thinks there's a possibility he might be able to sleep with her.
What kind of insecure asshole wrote that book? We're just friends, Junior!
Article 5.
Article 5 says if she defends the man, that means she's definitely cheating or she's keeping him in her back pocket so she can cheat later.
You guys, it's Patrick. He's special.
Special? She just called him special! Cody, read her Article 7 about pet names.
Pet names. It says if she says he's special or like a brother, they've been friends since they were kids, I mean, she's definitely cheating.
Yeah, so you know what? I don't want you going to the dance with Patrick, so I will go to the dance with you.
No, Junior, I can't do that to him. I can't break his heart.
Wait, you care about breaking his heart? You care about his feelings? Oh my God, Cody, read her the article about feelings.
I'll be honest with you guys. This is just a science textbook. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Junior!
The book doesn't lie.
If you want to go to the dance, then you can come and you can dance with us there. How about that?
What? Dance with you? I'm not going to be part of y'all's stupid love triangle where you get your cake and eat it too. I'm not going to be that. It's only me or him, and you got to pick.
Junior, you're so insecure. I'm not having this conversation with you. Go if you want. I'm going with Patrick.
The book! Cody, check the book, please. She does it all cheating.
Guys, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. This is just like planets and shit.
Hey, loser, do you have a date to the dance?
No, because he's so ugly.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, bitch, those horizontal scars on your wrist are just for attention. Go vertical next time and do us all a favor.
Yeah, well, you're just mad because you don't have a date to the dance.
I actually do have a date to the dance, in fact.
Oh, yeah? Well, I believe that when I see it.
Well, you won't be seeing my face there because she'll be sitting on it like a dog scratching his ass on the carpet.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's her name?
Stinky fuckerhead 439½.
Sounds made up.
No, she just goes to a different school.
Wham, boo-hoo, cry.
What's wrong, Jeffy? How was school?
Hey, there's a school dance Saturday night, and this kid was making fun of me saying that I didn't have a date to the dance, but I told him that I did have a date. So if I show up to the dance without a date, then he's going to make fun of me and call me a loser.
Aw, Jeffy, are there any girls in your class you could ask to go with?
No.
Baby, he's 20 years old. All the girls in his class are 15.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, if he looks at one of them wrong, he's going to jail. All right, so you told this kid that you have a date to the dance.
Yeah.
Okay, did you explain, like, what she looks like?
No, but I did tell him her name.
Okay, what's the name you said?
Stinky Fuckerhead 439½.
Well, it looks like there's no problem here, because he knows that name is made up.
No, he doesn't! He believed me! And he said that he would see me and her at the dance!
He's not going to see you there at the dance with a girl named that, because there's no girl named that. Why would you think of that name out of all the girl names in the world? Why'd you say that?
Well, because it was the only girl name I could think of!
That's not a girl's name!
That's rude, Daddy! It's not her fault that her parents got a divorce, and that she has two different last names.
So you've met a girl with that name?
Yes.
No, you haven't. What's her last name?
439½.
What's her first name?
Stinky Fuckerhead.
No, it's not, Jeffy. Stop making it up.
I'm not making it up. It's real.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we just download Tinder or Hinge and find some random girl to go to the dance with them?
Marvin, no. Girls on those apps are just looking for hookups.
What was the name of those apps again?
Okay, well, how about we just hire a girl to go to the dance with him?
No, Marvin, we're not getting him an escort.
Jeffy's prostitution problem.
Marvin, you can't. Video that.
We're not going to call the video. That's not what we're doing. Why don't we just hire a girl to go by whatever the hell name he just said, and she goes to dance, dances, and then she leaves. Why can't we just hire a girl to do that?
Slide her a 20 and she might do something freaky.
I don't get no freaky. Just go to the dance so you don't look like a loser. Look, I can just call my friend the Love Doctor.
Oh, that's a good idea, Daddy.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my son.
My retail brother Bill will need a date to dance.
What is he talking about?
My son Jeffy needs a date to the school dance, so we called you.
Oh, well, I'm very flattered, but I am unhappily married. Also, I'm not really into dudes, so no can do.
Well, no, I'm talking about, like, he needs a date to the school dance.
Oh, he needs a date to the school dance, huh?
Yeah, and you're a doctor, so I thought maybe you're, like, a love doctor.
What the fuck is a love doctor?
Like, someone who, like, gets someone dates?
No, I'm just, like, a regular doctor. I mean, if you need help donating sperm, I can do that.
Well, I donate a lot of that to the toilet and also the floor around it because I miss my hand. And sometimes when I'm edging, I can hit the back of the wall, and I might JFK a bitch if she ain't careful.
But I just need you to help me find him a date to the school dance.
You know, I knew a guy who never needed a date to the dance because he always had one. Yep, always has a date to the dance, Lance. Let me tell you about him.
So when I was in high school, we had school dances like homecoming and prom, and everyone would ask girls out trying to get dates to the dance. But there was this one kid who never had to worry about getting a date to the dance. Always had a date to the dance, Lance. You see, Lance was rolling in dates. Every time a school dance was coming up, all the girls in school would tell guys no because they were hoping Lance would take them to the dance. I asked so many girls to the dance in the craziest ways, and they still said no, hoping for a chance to the dance with Lance. I hired an airplane advertisement company to fly a banner asking a girl out, and she said no. I had the chorus class sing to a girl in class, and she still said no. And I even had the lunch lady spell it with French fries for a girl, and she said no. No one had a chance against Lance. Me and all the other guys were pissed. We would go to the dance without dates, and all the girls took one glance at Lance, and they were in a trance. And the dance was themed like France. I knew I had to stop this nonsense, so I put ants in Lance's pants, but it just enhanced his dance. So then, I pantsed Lance while he danced. Turns out he had a huge dong. He began to prance with it dragging behind him, and then Lance was expelled after that for refusing to pull up his pants. But I heard Lance has a degree in finance, and he loves plants. So yeah, all he has to do is be like Lance, and he'll have too many dates to the dance.
Okay, but he's not Lance.
I mean, he's kind of Lance.
Oh, listen, is there any way you can help us find him a date, even if we have to pay her?
Like an escort?
No.
Jeffy's prostitution bamboozle.
Marvin!
No, listen, is there any nice girls that you know?
I mean, I do pap smear, so I know the good ones. I mean, that's probably a HIPAA violation, but I smear some pap now. Smear the shit out some pap. Yeah, like jelly on toast. Yeah, see, down at the hospital, they call me Papa Smurf, because I'm the Papa Smurf of pap smears. Right up there with Martinus and Marcellus Papp, the Wright brothers of pap smears. They invented it. Before them, it was just the pap poke, but they invented the smear.
Listen, can you help us or not? Get him a date.
I think I know a girl. I'll be right back.
Hey there! Brooklyn guy said you needed a date to the dance. He's the best doctor ever. He does my pap smears. I call him Papa Pig, because he fixed my muddy puddles.
Well, ma'am, it's nice to meet you. Is there any way we could pay you to go on a date with our son?
Yeah, for the right amount of money. What's my name supposed to be?
Stinky fucker 439 and a half.
What?
I mean, I prefer Brooke.
No.
Okay.
Well, listen, all you have to do is take him to the dance and then bring him right home.
Yeah, I can do that.
Hey, Daddy, Slider 20. I want to get freaky.
No, Jeffy, there's no freaky. Look, just go to the dance with her and impress your friends.
All right, Daddy, but if the Red River's flowing, I want to take the dirt road home.
Well, the dirt road's pretty much your only option.
I really hope they have a good time.
Me too.
Give it up for DJ Chopstick! How many wines in this bitch? Where my shooters at?
Get your balls off my shoulder.
Hey guys, look, my date's here.
Whoa, look at that, honey. He actually has a date.
Ew.
Her name is Stinky Fucker 439 and a half.
Or Brooke. You could just call me Brooke.
Look at that, honey. She has a mustache.
It's actually not a mustache. It's a Cleveland Steamer I gave her on the car on the way over here.
Well, actually, that would be a dirty Sanchez. The Cleveland Steamer's where you shit on their chest.
I did that too.
Ugh, they're freaks.
Actually, I'm gonna do 4 in the stink, none in the pink. Straight punch an asshole.
Ugh, let's get out of here, honey.
Gross.
Look at that! You did it! You made them think I'm cool!
Yeah, we really showed them.
Starting to figure out.
No. When do I get paid?
Didn't he fun, Penelope?
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, Patrick.
I'm so happy you said yes to go and take the dance with me.
Me too.
Hey, you want to see what dance as fast as I can?
Sure. Patrick, your pants fell off.
Uh-oh, we know a lot.
Hey, Penelope, I just wanted to come to the dance and see.
What? You had Patrick's pants on? You took his pants off?
No, he just danced his pants off.
Get away from my girl.
Ow.
Oh, you ever take your pants off in front of my girlfriend like that?
You want to go, bitch?
Here, oh my God. Take
your
winners out!
Take your
winners
out!
Hey, no winners out on the dance floor! What do you think this is, a ditty party?
We're back, and someone's pooper is sore, and it's not mine!
Okay, so how'd the date go?
Oh, it was great! Everyone at the dance was so jealous!
Well, I don't know about that, but he did show up with a date who had that ridiculous name.
Okay, well, here's the $20 we owe you.
Thank you. Haha, suckers! It was me the whole time!
What? Well, you look just like a lady!
Bennett! That dude looked like a lady. Yeah, that.
Well, what about all that shit we did in the car?
Literally.
Well, so, like, everything went fine? I mean, you look just like a woman. Like, what happened?
Well, I think you got the gist of it. Everything went fine. But word of advice, if you ever shit on someone's chest again, make sure it's not diarrhea.
It was solid at first!
I want to play catch with my old man.
It's too hot outside, Jeffy.
Well, then we can do it inside.
No, shit. Ow! You don't hit me with a baseball!
Oh, it's on now! See?
No, Jeffy, stop it!
No, please don't throw that at me. Please, I don't want to. Please don't do that.
Ow. Oh, you mother...
What? I have an idea. I want to go on a vacation. Summer's almost over and we haven't done anything.
Well, vacations cost money.
But But Marvin, I want to go on a cruise. Oh, to the Bahamas!
Okay, well, when you have money to go to on a cruise to the Bahamas, then you let me know.
Oh, I want money.
There's someone at the door. Listen, just close your eyes and just pretend you're on a luxurious carnival cruise.
I'll be the boat.
Danica, don't get my weave wet in this motherfucking pool. Ruby, I told your way to stop pissing in the goddamn pool.
We're on Hellcat of the Seas, Mommy.
I feel more relaxed already.
Hello? Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, let me in. It's hot out here. I have an old man in a wheelchair. You want him to die of a heat stroke?
No, come inside.
Good.
So, Goodman, what is going on? Why is Chives in a wheelchair?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Marvin. I was backpacking the Serengeti looking for a family of elephants to poach so I can get a new elephant asshole suit.
And by backpacking, he means that he was my backpack.
That's right. I was on Chives' back carrying all my luggage in my Louis Vuitton trunk.
And can you believe it? We made it 27 miles before the son of a bitch's knees buckled, and he tore his MCL and his ACL. So he's going to be in a wheelchair for 6 months. So who's going to get all my groceries and run all my errands and give me the things that I need?
I guess you're going to get someone else to do it.
Well, thanks for offering, Marvin.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are, because Chives is going to live here for 6 months, and you're going to take care of him.
But he can't live here for 6 months. We'll take him to an old person's home.
This is a home, Marvin. This is Marvin's home for the elderly and the disfortunate.
Well, I don't know how to take care of an old person.
It's easy, Marvin. All you gotta do is just wipe his ass and give him his catheter.
I haven't peed straight since the accident.
Yeah, what he means is, we went to a movie one time, and I didn't want to pay for Twizzlers, so I had him shove them down his urethra.
I got to four before it ruptured.
And we still finished Kung Fu Panda, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen, Goodman, find someone else to do it. I don't want to do it. Look, what if your card declined?
You hear that, Chives? He said decline. He thinks I'm a poor. Marvin, I've never heard the word decline. Not from a card, not from a bank, and not from a girl during anal.
Listen, that doesn't matter. What does that have to do with anything? Listen, you're going to hear decline for the first time ever now. I decline doing this for you.
Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're going to do this? Because if you don't, you're going to be evicted as fuck. And then I'm going to shave a line down the center of my head, and I'm going to put on a stupid red shirt and a blue tie and sit on the couch and do nothing.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, good. So, there. Take that. And, Chives, you better shit every 5 minutes like you did on my $40,000 Alcantara seat, you fuck.
Okay, so, anything you need?
Yes, but you can't provide it.
What is that?
I have hemorrhoids.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
A burden.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be alive either, but he won't let me die.
Marvin, what is going on?
Goodman dropped this old man off at the front door and wants me to watch him, and he gave me his credit card to buy him whatever he needs while he recovers. But, Jeffy, what happened to your clothes?
Oh, me and Mommy were still pretending that we were on EBT of the Seas. We were about to do the wobble on the Lido deck.
Wobble with it, wobble with it, wobble with it. Get in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Marvin, how long do you have to watch him for?
6 months.
Oh, man. We're gonna go on a cruise.
Wait a minute. I got the greatest idea of all time. Goodman gave me his credit card. What if I use his credit card to book all of us a 7-day cruise?
I'm sorry, I can't let you do that.
Why not?
Well, because Goodman has a tracker put up my ass. If I leave this house, he'll shove a porcupine up it.
Okay. Okay, well, can we go on a cruise and you just stay here and, like, you can just have the credit card?
No, I'm sorry. If you left, I would have to report it to him.
Okay, well, we're not going to do that. I was just joking. Baby, hold the credit card.
Okay.
It's time for you to go doo-doo.
But I just went doo-doo in Goodman's car.
Yeah, but we gotta go wipe that ass.
All right, Mommy, let's get in line for endless Guy Fieri cheeseburgers.
Okay, get in there.
Wait, this isn't the bathroom? Hey, did you just lock me in a closet?
Yeah, we're gonna go on a cruise.
Oh, you better not! I'm telling Goodman! Can I use your phone? I don't have one. Oh, wow, it's actually pretty spacious in here. Much bigger than my room at Goodman's house.
All right, baby, use that credit card to book us the most longest expensive cruise you can find.
But Marvin, isn't that old man gonna tell Goodman?
Oh, no, I just talked to him about it. He's okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, so hurry up and book it.
Okay, I'll look.
Oh, we'll get an expensive one.
Ooh, Marvin, there's a 21-day cruise in the Caribbean!
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, dick! Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum and shit.
Ooh, we'll make sure there's a hot tub in the room.
Oh, Marvin, there's one and it's two stories!
Does it have a slide?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, book it.
Yeah, okay. Book that.
Okay. Oh, I got it! And Marvin, it's boarding today!
All right, everyone, let's go pack our things. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, why am I looking at a $21,000 transaction from Carnival Cruise Lines on my credit card statement?
What? I thought statements came at the end of the month.
No, Marvin. I get a notification on my phone every time a transaction's made on my credit card. And it came across my phone, and I said, huh, I know goddamn well Marvin is not booking his own personal vacation on my credit card. You're way too lazy to need a vacation. What do you need a vacation from? Sitting on your ass all day?
I did not book a vacation on your credit card. I did not do that.
Okay, well, I'm on hold with Carnival Cruise Lines on my other phone, and I'm on hold for 10 minutes. So you better not have made that transaction, because if you did, I'm going to take a hole puncher, and I'm going to hole punch the tip of your dick, so when you piss, it looks like a sprinkler.
Wait, no, that's not necessary. What did you say the charge was for?
Carnival Cruise Lines, $21,000.
Oh, that was for Chives. That was Chives. We bought him an electric wheelchair. It's called a Carnival Cruiser Line wheelchair.
Does it have a fucking clown face on it with a red nose that you squeak?
Well, the horn is a clown nose, but the wheels look like Ferris wheels.
Ferris wheels?
Yeah, it's a carnival cruise. Like, he wanted to drive around like Stephen Hawking. We were tired of pushing him around.
Well, I swear to God, Marvin, he does not need that.
Oh, well, listen, we just wanted to make sure he was happy. But look, when you get on the phone with Carnival Cruise Line, they're never going to have heard of me, and they're going to say it's not with them.
They better not, Marvin.
Goodbye. Okay, we have to hurry up and fucking pack and get on that boat before Goodman realizes it's us.
But Marvin, I don't know what to wear.
Pack all your clothes for 21 days. Grab all your luggage. Go!
Okay.
Jeffy, where is your shirt and your helmet?
I don't know. I took it off.
And where'd you put it?
I don't know. It was all a blur ever since I started doing the wobble. Wobbly.
Jeffy, go find your shirt and your helmet. You better fucking find it. When I get back all my clothes, you better hide your shirt and your helmet. Okay, I am ready for this cruise.
Daddy, you look like you're going to play a pickup game of basketball, but no one's going to pick you.
Marvin, I'm all packed, but now I need to pick out an outfit to wear out the door, because I want to look cute.
Okay, wear that dress and put everything else in the suitcase. Let's go, we got to go.
Marvin, I can't wear that dress. It's not pink. It won't match my hat.
Okay, well, then put the dress in the suitcase and wear the pink striped shirt.
Marvin, I can't wear stripes. It'll make me look fat.
Then why would you even bring the striped shirt? Leave the striped shirt, put everything else in the suitcase, and wear this pink shirt.
But Marvin, those are my just-in-case outfits.
I don't have time for this, Jeffy. Please tell me you found your helmet in the shirt.
Almost.
What do you mean, almost? If you haven't found it, how do you almost find it?
Well, I've looked everywhere it's not, so I gotta be getting close.
Where have you looked?
This area. And in a few minutes, I'm gonna turn around and look that way.
But Jeffy, we don't have time for this fucking shit. Please find your shirt. They're not gonna let you on unless you have clothes on.
I'm looking.
Where are you looking?
Up there.
It's not gonna be up there, Jeffy.
It might be.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay, then don't look. Look somewhere else.
Marvin, I need your help picking out an outfit.
Put all your stupid clothes in the suitcase. Please, we gotta go. Goodman's gonna find out. We're not gonna be able to go.
Uh-oh. Marvin, I can't find my shoes.
Where are they at?
I think the bathroom.
Well, then go get them.
Okay.
What? Did you find it?
No. What did your shirt say?
It says looking sharp with a cactus on it.
Gay. And why are you wearing a sweatband? You don't sweat. Is it because you're wearing that shirt over your polyester polo?
No, it's because I'm gonna go use the gym in the Carnival Cruise.
Marvin, I need your help.
With what?
Marvin, come here!
Jeffy, please, please, look everywhere for your stupid-ass helmet.
Okay.
Okay, what's going on?
Marvin, my shoes are in the bathroom, but the bathroom door is locked and I can't get in!
Who's in there?
One minute, don't be occupied!
Shrek. Shrek, we need to grab some shoes that are in the bathroom!
You don't want to come in here, Donkey. It's horrid in here.
I've smelt your shits before, Shrek. Just let me in. I need to grab these shoes.
Hold on, Donkey.
Oh, God. Oh, it smells so bad.
Donkey, I have C. diff.
What is that?
It's a bacteria infection in my asshole. It smells awful in here.
Oh, my God. There's some shoes in there. Can you grab them?
You don't want me to do that, Donkey, because I've been wiping my ass and my fingers have been breaking through the toilet paper and it's like little green sausages in my asshole.
Oh, okay.
Marvin, I need my shoes.
If I get those shoes for you, you're going to have to incinerate them.
Can I just buy you new shoes?
No, I need them.
Okay, I'm going to come in there, Shrek.
All right, proceed with caution, Donkey.
Oh, God, hold on.
Oh, how much shit to be on an asshole. God, fucking damn it.
Shrek, where are the shoes?
They're right there, Donkey. They're right next to the fart zone sign.
What? Roller skates?
You might want to put those on and skate on over here, Donkey.
Okay, I will.
Oh, Donkey, before you go, can you hand me the Clorox wet wipe, please? Please, just hurry! I'm gonna need you to put them in my asshole like a tissue box, Donkey.
No, I'm
not gonna kill the bacteria!
No, I'm not doing that.
Please, Donkey!
Okay, baby, here's your roller skates you needed so goddamn bad.
Thank you, Marvin. Will you help me tie my shoes?
If you already had shoes, why'd I get you stupid roller skates?
Because I need the roller skates to roll around on the cruise ship.
Okay, pack your stupid roller skates. Put all your clothes in there.
Wait, Marvin, before you pack all my clothes, am I wearing too many flowers? I don't want to get stung by a bee.
Well, if you think you get stung by a bee, change your clothes. But listen, we don't have time. Pack your stuff. We gotta go. Jeffy, where did you find your helmet and your shirt?
Oh, well, like somewhere over there.
All right, listen, we gotta go, guys. We're getting in the car. Come on. We're getting in the car. I got the credit card. Let's go.
But Marvin! Marvin, help! Help, Marvin!
This is the life. I can't believe we got away with going on the cruise.
Yeah, this is nice.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. Hello?
Marvin, you motherfucker! You did book a $21,000 Carnival cruise on my credit card!
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
Well, consider your dick hole punched!
Well, you have to punch it in 21 days. Beep! That was good, and he's pretty upset.
Where's Jeffy?
Wow-witty.
Get in there!
Yeah!
Trick, you want to see it?
Show us, Jeffy.
Sure, show us.
All right, I just need $20 to do the trick.
I'm not gonna pull out $20.
Come on, Marvin, pull out the $20.
Here.
All right, I'm gonna make this $20 disappear.
Oh no, you're just gonna grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. It's a magic trick.
Oh, magic trick, dick. Disappears and shit.
Well, you're just gonna tell me to close my eyes and then you're gonna grab it and run away.
No, I'm not, Daddy. Keep your eye on the $20.
Oh, I am.
Alright, I'm gonna make the $20 disappear! Abracadabra!
Ow! Hey, Jeffy! Get back here!
Wait, where did the $20 go?
Jeffy took it. I knew he was gonna do that.
But where did the $20 go?
In Jeffy's pocket, because he ran away.
Where is it?
I hate you. I hate you so much. There's someone at the door.
Hello?
Marvin, help!
Wait, why are you in handcuffs?
Well, Goodman here got caught trying to evade his taxes, and then he tried to bribe an IRS agent.
You tried to bribe an IRS agent?
Yes, they only make $61,000 a year, and I was going to offer them $70,000, which is more money than they make in a year in a single day.
And he's admitting to it.
Well, all right, well, how about I give you the $70,000 and you just don't arrest me?
Now you're trying to bribe a police officer, so that's another charge.
I'm not trying to bribe, I'm trying to help the poor.
Wait, why'd you come here, Goodman?
Because I was going to give you the $70,000 so you could bail me out of jail.
Why don't you get Chives to do it?
Well, because he's got to go to court with me to plead my case and tell him how much of a good person I am.
I'm not going to try very hard.
Right, so, Marvin, I need you here. Take it. If I'm in there longer than 30 seconds, I'm going to bite your balls off.
$70,000.
Who was at the door, Marvin? Where did you get all that money?
Okay, so look, Goodman got arrested for not paying his taxes, so he gave me $70,000 to bail him out of jail. But I was thinking we don't bail Goodman out of jail and we keep this money for us.
Wait, how long is he going to be in jail for?
Probably years. Not paying your taxes is a serious crime.
Yeah, I don't know, Marvin. He might get really mad if you don't bail him out.
You're right, but think about all the nice things we could do with this money.
Yeah, Jeffy could make it disappear.
No, no more magic tricks. But think about it. I mean, if I bail Goodman out of jail, he might not ask me for any more house payments. But if Goodman's in jail, then I don't have to give him a house payment because he's in jail. I don't know what to do with this money. Do I do the right thing? Or do I do the wrong thing?
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer. And today I am trying out a new hairstyle. What does everybody think?
I like it. You look like George Washington.
I hate it. Okay, today we will be hearing the case of Mr. Goodman, who is being accused of not paying his taxes, as well as bribing an IRS agent to continue to not pay his taxes. Mr. Goodman, what have you to say about this?
It was all Chives' idea! He's a sad old man, so he came up with the idea all by himself!
But that's not true, Your Honor!
Well, I have already spoken with this IRS agent, and I find you guilty! And if Chives is your mastermind, then I find him guilty as well! You see, I am paid through taxpayer money. That means you're fucking with my money! So I sentence you to 24 hours in prison, and to pay $100 million to the IRS. Or me, if you want. I'd prefer me.
$100 million? I'd rather you put me in the electric chair!
Come on, you two.
But why me? Why me? I didn't do anything!
Alright, get in there, you two.
Ew! Brick walls? Where's the marble tile? And the granite countertops? And the quartz flooring? Ew! Poor!
This is
Jail? We don't have any of that.
Please, sir, don't lock me in here. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm just the butler. I'm innocent.
All right, zip it, you two. You guys did the crime and you were found guilty, so you have to spend the full 24 hours in jail.
What, Chives? A hook? Do you have a bed sheet? Because I'm going to Aaron Hernandez myself, or maybe Jeffrey Epstein.
All right, that's it. You're on a live watch. I'm going to be back every 15 minutes to check on you.
Oh, I'm not going to make it in here, Chives. I need to lie down.
Ew, poor! What is this bed? And Frank slept on something better than this. This bed looks like it came from North Korea, and it's covered in bed bugs and lice and Ebola. Chives, I need you to lay on this mattress so I can lay on top of you so I don't have to touch it.
Sir, I don't believe I have to listen to you in here.
Chives, I'm going to make you my jail yard bitch, and for dinner you're going to have a mouthful of Goodman balls if you don't lay your ass on this bed.
Very well, sir.
Ugh, I love my Chives mattress. I wonder if it came with the vibrate feature. Vibrate, Chives. Oh, it did. I love the lower lumbar support. Oh, Chives, I have to shit, mouth.
No, no, sir. There's a toilet right over there.
Well, this time you got lucky, Chives, but come over here. You need to wipe me.
Very well, sir.
Ew, Chives, what is this toilet? It looks like it has herpes and syphilis all over it. I'm going to need you to lick it clean so I don't get herpes on my ass cheeks.
But, sir, isn't that what toilet paper is for?
Well, do you see any toilet paper in here? Because I sure as fuck don't.
Well, maybe we can ask a guard for some toilet paper.
Chives, we don't have time for that. I have to shit now. Lick.
But,
Chives, clockwise. Come on.
It's on my tongue.
Lick! Up, Chives! Lick! All right, Chives, I have to shit. Pull my pants down. It's velcroed in the front and back.
Okay, sir.
Hurry, Chives, because if I shit in these pants, you're going to have to lick them clean.
Oh, you should be good now, sir.
Chives, you know I can't shit until you say it.
Oh, very well, sir. All aboard the poop train. Doo, doo.
Chives, I need toilet paper, and there isn't any, so give me your shirt.
No, but sir, this is cashmere.
Well, it's about to be assmere, so give it to me.
Please, sir, can we just ask the guard for some toilet paper?
No, Chives, and also, there's no bidet, so I'm going to need you to spit on my asshole. Spit, Chives, spit.
No, please, sir, no.
Spit, damn it. Oh. More spit. It's starting to dry.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I should probably go check on him.
Come on, Chives, a loogie!
But, sir, my mouth is very dry!
What the hell is going on in there?
Dear God, officer, please give us some toilet paper!
Chives, when did I say stop spitting? Where's my loogie?
Oh, dear God, if you needed toilet paper, all you had to do was ask!
Here!
Slam dunk!
No! Why would you do that? We needed that!
No, we didn't, because you spit-shined my asshole pretty good, Chives. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Okay, you two just knock it off. Next time you need something, just ask.
Yes, I need something. If you're taking dinner orders, I'll have the filet mignon, medium-rare peppercorn with blue cheese crumbles, a side of asparagus, caviar, and a baked potato. And also, I'll have a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon 2017. And for Chives, he'll have the fancy feast, because he's a fancy little fucker. Meow, Chives.
Meow.
Good boy.
This is prison, so we don't have any of that stuff.
So no fancy feast? I'm sorry, Chives.
No, all we have are fish sandwiches.
Oh, well, cats like fish, so go ahead, Chives.
Well, it's better than what you normally feed me.
So when should I expect my filet mignon?
Actually, everybody gets a fish sandwich.
Ew! Jail fish? Where do you even get that from?
Well, it just comes in a truck.
So it doesn't come from Nobu? So it's not mahi or yellowfin tuna?
I don't know, man. It's just fish.
Ew! Poor! I'm going on a hunger strike!
For 24 hours?
Yep!
Okay, if you want to.
Wait! I didn't say no to the fish sandwich!
No, Chives! I'm not going to let you eat that shitty food. Now, come on. I have to lie down.
Oh.
Don't you start complaining, because complaining gives me the runs.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you sit on me.
All right, Chives. Down. Down. Down! So what the hell are you supposed to do in this shithole anyway? There's no golf course or yacht with bitches or Lamborghinis? Chives, you know I hate it when you mumble. Open your mouth when you talk. What the fuck? Chives, breathe! Breathe! What were you saying?
So, I was saying maybe we could play tic-tac-toe.
Well, I don't see a pen or fucking paper in here, do you? Unless you smuggled some in your ass.
No.
All right, then, down.
But, sir, what if we ask the guard for a pen and paper?
Okay. Call the fucking guard, Chives. I'm not going to waste my words.
But, sir, you just said so many more words.
Chives, don't make me shit.
Guard! Guard!
Hey, knock it off, you two. Now, you guys are going to get a third cellmate. See, there was a brutal assault in another cell, and there was shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know who did it, but I know it wasn't Bubbles, because he's way too friendly. So he's going to be in your cell for a little while. Come on, Bubbles, get in there.
Oh, Chives, protect me!
What's up, cute little hoes?
Oh, hello, sir.
You a beautiful little butterfly, ain't you?
Oh, sir, did you hear that? He called me a beautiful little butterfly.
I got some soap for your ass cheeks.
Oh, perfect! Grab it, Chives, and start spitting!
Very well, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to drop this soap. We only got one. Hold on pretty tight, okay?
Okay.
Oops. Pick that shit up.
Sir, I believe I've dropped the soap.
Yeah, you did. Pick that shit up.
Pick it up, Chives.
We don't waste soap here, nigga.
But, sir, I feel like if I pick it up, something bad will happen.
You're wasting time.
I feel
pick
like...
up the damn soap.
Just pick it up, Chives.
But something bad's gonna happen, sir.
Nothing bad gonna happen. I hear, man.
This Bubbles house. Pick up that damn soap, nigga.
Okay. What's that?
Hey, don't be scared, nigga. I'll be gentle, I promise. You ain't gonna just walk up in my cell all double-cheeked up and shit and not gonna throw it back on daddy. That ass for me.
Good news, Goodman, you made bail. Oh, God.
Just me or Chives, too?
I thought he was with you.
No, he does everything for me.
Please, please don't let me stay here. All
right, Mustache, it's your turn now.
Chives, fetch.
But, sir, it's your turn! No, it's your turn now!
I'm ready to go now, please!
Okay, come on.
It's mine, nigga.
Thanks for finally bailing me out of jail, dickhead. What took so long? Chives had to spit shine my ass!
Well, you see, the 70,000 was heavy. I had multiple trips to the car. And
you thought about spinning it, didn't you?
Oh, no!
Don't you lie to me. I have cameras in this house, and I heard you and Porky Pig thinking about spinning it.
Wait, who's Porky Pig?
You little piggy.
Aww.
Well, look, I did the right thing. I bailed you out. So, what's my reward?
You get a thumbs up. Good job, bud. You did good.
Well, you see, I bailed you out of jail.
I gave you the money to bail me out of jail. All you had to do was drive down to the jailhouse and then pay the bail. That's way more work than you do sitting on your ass all day.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, but I left Chives in the jail cell. He's getting railed. But I'll leave him in there for a few weeks until he learns his lesson about tax fraud. Old fuck. Anyway, tomorrow, house payment. Give it to me.
I should have spent the money.
I heard that!
Today is the last day of school before Christmas break, so we're gonna have a free day today.
We got a free day?
No work?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You spelled break wrong.
No, I didn't. That's how you spell break.
It's spelled B-R-E-A-K.
That's how you spell break if you broke something. This is how you spell break if something is stopping, like how a car uses its brakes to stop. This is a Christmas break because we are stopping school for your Christmas vacation.
That's not how that works, but okay.
I'm the teacher, Cody, not you. The teacher is always right.
But you're wrong.
All right, Crass, that's it. Since Cody want to be a smartass, you're going to have homework over Christmas break. I'm going to go prepare a packet.
Good going, Four Eyes.
Yeah, you flippin' nerd.
Sorry, guys. Whenever someone makes a spelling mistake, I have to just keep pushing and pushing until it ruins everyone's day.
I frickin' hate you, Cody. You frickin' fricker. I want to frick your mom. So, Penelope, what do you want to do during Christmas break?
Other than a shit ton of homework?
Sorry.
Well, Junior, I was really hoping we could spend time together on Christmas Day.
Oh, well, do you, like, want a Christmas gift or something? Because I haven't got you anything.
Yeah, I want a Christmas present. I got you something.
Junior, Christmas is in less than a week.
Well, the stores are still open, so I can go get you a gift today. What do you want?
I really want something, but it's really expensive.
What is it?
A Harry Poupon necklace.
Harry Poupon?
What the fuck? You made my nigga rich?
What's a Harry Poupon necklace?
Junior, Harry Poupon is the most name-brand show-off expensive necklace there is. All the white girls want one.
Yep.
Well, how expensive is it?
Well, in funky rap terms, shit, about a band or two.
Sounds about right. Lil Wayne did say I'm richer than a bitch without the Harry Poupon.
Yeah, he did say that. Lil Wayne does love Harry Poupon necklaces.
$1,000 to $2,000 for a necklace?
You don't have to get it for me, but I really want it. And think about this, Junior. If you got me something like that, I could, like, never break up with you, because what other boyfriend could get me something like that?
Hmm. I mean, you could never break up with me if I got it for you. It's like an investment. Ugh, that's so much homework. Thanks, Cody.
Sorry.
I threw my shit away, dude. I'm not doing homework on Christmas. I'm already on Christmas break.
You're right. I'm gonna look at these Harry Poupon necklaces.
Junior, you're not actually gonna buy one of those, are you?
I might get her one of the cheap ones. Like, look, this one's only $930.
Dude, you can't see that pebble. It's so small. She's not gonna like that.
Well, how about I get her the $2,500 one?
How are you gonna even afford that?
I was thinking I could steal my dad's credit card and buy the necklace, and hopefully he doesn't see the charge until after I give her the necklace. But by that time, she'll be my property.
Junior, you're not gonna own her just because you bought her a necklace.
She said if I buy her this necklace, she'll never leave me.
Dude, she's not an indentured servant.
Yeah, she can say anything. It doesn't mean it's true. She could still leave you.
Well, I'll tell her, look, I'll only give you this necklace if you sign this contract saying I own you.
Okay, well, even if she agreed to do that, it's not legal to own a person.
Well, what stupid idiot would make that rule?
Abraham Lincoln.
Why'd he do that? Oh! I guess he made a good decision.
I guess? What do you mean? I guess we just guess it now?
Look, let's just go back to the Harry Poupon. So if I buy her this necklace, it would be stupid because she could just leave me anyway?
Yes.
Okay, so then I should test her loyalty before I spend so much money on a Christmas gift.
What, how are you gonna do that?
I'll hire a really hot guy to ask Penelope for her number, and if she gives her number, she's a cheating bitch and I won't give her the necklace.
Ooh, I like this plan, dude.
I don't know, this doesn't seem fair to Penelope.
Not fair? If she gives her number, she's a cheater. If she says I have a boyfriend, then she's loyal. What's not fair about it?
Well, what if she gives him a fake number?
That's still cheating because you're entertaining it.
Yeah, of course.
If she gives the guy a fake number, the guy might think she made a mistake and said, ooh, she got a number wrong, she really was into me, she saw my wiener imprint my pants and she liked it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like cheating to me.
If a girl asked me for my number, I would say, I have a girlfriend, I'm loyal, go away.
Because that's my boy, he loyal. Mm-hmm.
Junior, you would not say that.
Well, that's because we're dogs, you know, we're just trying to get our next bone.
Oh!
Yeah, if a girl asks for our number, we're going to say yes, especially if it's a 10 out of 10 Coke bottle shaped ass, busting out the frames type bitch.
Well, that's why it doesn't seem fair to Penelope, because you're getting a 10 out of 10 guy to ask her.
Well, girls should stay loyal, Cody. So I think I should do this. I'm going to hire a really hot guy to see if she'll give her number away.
Okay, well, who are you going to hire?
Oh, dude, I know the perfect guy! My homeboy, Stanley! Man, he pulls all the hoes. He has 7 on his roster right now.
Is he hot?
Bro, he fucks. Keeps his dick wet. I'm telling you, smooth as butter. Real player made ass nigga. Look, we went to a party one time, and I had this girl. She was 11 out of 10, bro. She was really feeling me. Hot as hell. But then I walked away to get a drink. Next thing you know, she's upstairs with Stanley getting it on. You can't leave him alone with a girl for longer than 30 seconds, bro. Yeah, he picks pockets pussy. Has sleight of hand, bro. Oh, juggernaut. Bro, he has every perk available.
Wait, why have I never heard of this guy?
Because he likes vagina, Cody, not penis. Look, I'm going to go and get it real quick.
Junior, aren't you a little worried about Stanley? He seems a little overqualified for this job. He might actually steal your girlfriend.
Well, that's what I want. I want a guy so hot that she would cheat, so I know not to buy her this necklace.
But I don't think it's just gonna be a job for him.
Here's my man, Stanley!
Stanley is dead. Oh, you mean Stanley. Hey, Stanley, we've heard so much about you and your penis.
What's up, guys? Where are the women at?
That's my boy! Man, he stay on the prowl! He can't be stopped!
That's him?
Oh, yes, he is him. Himothy, Mr. Metal Detector Dick looking for the hoes.
So, Stanley, I like your shirt.
Thank you. It stands for equality, which means any girl can get it. I like fat Asians, lardy Latinas, obese white women, and big booty black bitches.
All of the above, my boy.
Well, I have a job for you, Stanley.
And it includes women, so don't be nervous.
Okay, what is it?
So I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me. So I want you to go up to her and ask for her number. And if she gives you her number, then I know to break up with her.
Okay, can I pap?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I just want to see if she'll cheat on me.
Oh, I guarantee she'll cheat.
Yeah, my boy guarantees it. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, so where is she?
Okay, so here's the plan. I was going to call her and tell her to come over here and tell her I was hanging out with you. And then I was going to go use the bathroom. And then while you're alone with her on the couch, that's when you ask for her number.
Okay.
All right, so, Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch.
Okay, I got you, bro.
I'm going to call Penelope. So, Penelope, meet my new friend, Stanley.
Sup?
Hi.
Oh, man, my stomach hurts. I got to go use the bathroom. I'm going to leave you two alone. You would never cheat on me, right?
No, Junior.
I'll be right back.
So, how's it going?
Good. Just hanging out.
All right, I only have a shirt on.
Wait, do you have a mustache?
Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear.
How old are you?
15. You should totally lift up my shirt.
How do you know Junior?
Today.
What? That doesn't answer my question.
You're really pretty. Can I get your number?
No, I'm not comfortable with that.
Hmm.
She must have put up some sort of dumb bitch force field that prevents me from getting her number.
I can hear you.
Time to go to Plan B. Do you like oranges?
Yeah.
My balls are the size of oranges. You should totally squeeze them.
Okay, you need to leave.
Well, I got 7 other women that would totally be happy to squeeze them. And 5 of their hands are on my shirt right now.
Great, well, go call them. Go.
You know what? I think I might.
Ugh, weirdo!
So, Penelope, when Stanley asked for your number, what'd you say?
I told him no, but Junior, how did you know he was gonna ask for my number?
I didn't. Guys, you can come out now!
Why are your friends hiding behind the couch?
We were playing hide and seek, I just gave up. So, Cody, when Stanley asked Penelope for her number, what'd she say?
Well, she said no.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
Not exactly.
Did she say she had a boyfriend?
No.
We have to break up.
Junior, he's your friend, he should know I'm your girlfriend!
If a guy asks for your number, you're supposed to say, no, I have a boyfriend, go away.
You and invited me over, and before you walked away, you asked if I would ever cheat on you right in front of him, and I said no.
Okay, go to your house. Let me think about it. Guys, did she seem interested when Stanley was talking to her?
No, not at all.
Yeah, something was off about her. She seemed weird. Yeah, it might have been a pH balance or something.
You said Stanley pulls hoes.
I mean, he usually does. He has like a 99% return rate on him.
Guys, I think maybe there's just something wrong about Stanley. I mean, it seems like maybe he only likes fat girls.
Huh? What makes you say that?
Well, he only mentioned fat girls, and it seems like that's the only way a guy as weird as him could get that many girls.
I ain't gonna let you talk bad about my homeboy like that.
Yeah, obviously Stanley gets hot girls because Joseph said he stole his 11 out of 10 hot girls.
Yeah, I mean, I did say she was bad, and I meant like 11 out of 10 on the fat scale. That bitch was huge. A brick house. I'm talking about bad cholesterol, goddamn. Look, any day she could eat a Debbie cake and be in the grave. I'm talking about heavy breathing, all that shit. Whew! Yeah, she was fat as hell.
Well, I guess that answered their question, Junior.
I don't think Stanley was a good enough test to see if she would cheat. We need to get a rich guy, because girls will cheat for money, so we have to get a rich guy to come up and offer her money to cheat.
Like a prostitute?
No. Like, we need a guy to come up to her and say, you're the type of girl that needs to wake up on a yacht every morning, and then boom, give her $1,000 to see if she cheats.
It doesn't seem fair to use money.
No, if she's gonna leave me over money, then I don't want to be with her at all.
Junior, it really seems like you want her to cheat on you.
Yes! I want her to cheat, because I can't afford that necklace! So let me go call Richard, you know, our rich friend.
What do you poor kids want?
Well, Richard, you have a lot of money, right?
Yeah, my name's Richard, not Portrait. I'm rich!
Okay, so I have this girlfriend, and I want to see if she would cheat on me if you gave her money.
Well, of course she'll cheat on you if I give her money. She's a woman. She loves money.
Okay, so here's what I think you should do. I think you should go up to her and say, hey, baby, I'll give you $1,000 if you make out with me right now.
Or I could do this. I have an even better idea. Cody, pick a number between 1 and 10,000.
Well, I gotta go with my favorite number, 5.
Okay. All right, check your phone.
Okay, well, you just Apple paid me $5.
Oh, shit, I mean, my favorite number's 5,000, that's what I meant.
Too late.
Oh, God damn it, I didn't know money was involved, fuck.
Well, yeah, go up to her and do that.
Well, I'm not gonna just give her free money. If you want me to do it, you can give me the money and I'll do it.
I don't have any money, though.
All right, well, then no deal.
Oh, okay, I got an idea. There's this really expensive necklace that she wants, so I can go steal my dad's credit card, buy the necklace, give it to you, and you can give her the necklace and see if she'll cheat on me.
Okay.
Okay, let me go get my dad's credit card and buy it.
But Junior...
Okay, I just got back from the Harry Poupon store. This necklace was like $3,000. My dad's going to beat me up when he sees his credit card statement. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to call Penelope over. I'm going to leave her alone on the couch. And you're going to walk up to her and say, hey, I just bought you this Harry Poupon necklace. Make out with me and see what she does.
Okay.
All right. Cody, Joseph, you hide behind the couch. And you take this. All right, Penelope, just sit right there.
Junior, what's going on?
I have to use the bathroom. My stomach hurts.
Again?
Hey.
Hi.
I got you this necklace from Harry Poupon.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, it's all yours.
Oh my God, thank you so much! It's so beautiful!
Yeah, you want to make out?
No.
You don't want to tongue my hairy mustache?
Ew, no! Go away!
Ugh, fine, poor.
Creep.
Okay, Penelope, I'm back. Wait a minute, where'd you get that necklace from?
Oh my God, Junior, this weird kid with a mustache gave me this Harry Poupon necklace, and then he asked to make out with me, and I told him to leave.
You accepted a necklace from another man? We're breaking up.
No, Junior, this is great, because now you don't have to give me this necklace anymore.
But I got you that necklace.
No, you didn't, Junior. That creepy kid did.
No, I did. Cody, get in here!
Yeah, Junior, I was gonna warn you. If you're gonna get her the necklace, you should just give it to her yourself. Now she thinks another guy gave it to her.
Well, tell her I got it for her.
Yeah, Penelope, he bought you that necklace for the other kid to give you. This was just another test to see if you'd cheat.
What?
Well, I think you're gonna cheat on me, so I hired 2 guys to see if you'd cheat on me, and you didn't.
Well, I didn't, so now what?
Well, now you have the Harry Poupon necklace.
Oh my God, really, Junior? Thank you so much! I've never, ever, ever, ever!
So does that mean I own her now?
No, Junior.
Look at back!
Oh, man, my dad sounds pissed. Santa Claus, all I want for Christmas is my dad not to beat my ass.
Junior! You ran the charges on my credit card! Oh, I'm gonna beat your ass!
No, someone save me!
Ho, 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 ho!
Santa Claus! I asked Santa Claus, the only thing I wanted for Christmas for you not to beat my ass.
Oh, man, I guess I can't do it now.
But I can. $3,000 on a necklace. I'm gonna beat your ass red like my rosy cheeks.
Ah! Beat his ass, Santa! Beat his ass!
Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
You guys want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh my god, yes!
Oh, dude, is it like Fast and Furious? I love racing movies.
Yeah, I want to watch a drag race movie.
No, it's a fashion show about drag queens.
It's men who dress up like women.
Oh, dude, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this.
Joseph, you said you needed help with that thing. I'm coming.
Junior, come sit back down!
Yeah, don't worry, Junior. You're gonna love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race! That drag badass! RuPaul's Drag Race! Yes, drag badass!
Hello! Welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's me, RuPaul! We're down to our grand finale, and the last two contestants. Let's meet them! Our first contestant is Dixie Tucker.
Where is she tucking it, I wonder?
Our second contestant is Tasha Salad. Oh my god, my favorite dressing is balsamic. Or balsucket.
Ooh, I don't know who should win, Dixie or Tasha.
I hope Tasha wins. She was the underdog this season.
Who do you think's gonna win, Junior?
Huh?
Who do you think is hot?
Those are dudes, right?
Well, yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
Win what? What,
the competition. Which one do you think's the better woman?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'll ask you after they do their thing.
Now, these two lovely ladies are going to have a dance-off to see who's going to be crowned the next drag superstar. Come on, ladies, dance! Oh, I've seen enough. Oh, RuPaul has made her decision. The next drag superstar is... Superstar. Well, oh, you deserve it. Dixie Tucker, sashay away.
I can't believe I won.
Hey, Tasha won.
Oh my god, yes! Junior, do you think she deserved it?
Yeah, was she hot enough to win?
That's a dude, though, right?
Yeah, we told you it was, but is she hot, though?
She's not a...
Come on, Junior, you can say it.
Yeah, we're not gonna make fun of you.
I don't...
Junior, if you think she's hot, just say so. It's okay.
Junior, it's just between us. Who are we gonna tell?
I mean, she...
Gay!
Oh my god, Junior, why don't you go marry her?
What?
We told you she was a dude. I'm gonna go tell Chef Phoebe.
Don't tell Chef Phoebe you today!
Cooking up the brownies!
The brownies!
Chef Phoebe!
What?
Junior!
Yes!
We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's this drag queen named Tasha Salad, and Junior said she was hot.
It's not true, Chef Phoebe!
Gay boy! You a gay boy!
Boy?
No, I just said she was I!
You like boy booty and I.
Booty boy?
No, I was just saying it because I didn't want to be homophobic!
Nah, you just a booty diver!
I hate you guys.
Relax, Junior. I was just yanking your crank.
Junior, you don't have to cry about it.
But you guys baited me into thinking that guy was hot.
It's okay. I'm gay.
I wish I had a TV show like RuPaul.
What would your TV show even be about?
I don't know, like giving makeovers to homeless people or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, we could call it Extreme Homeless Makeover.
Oh my god, I love that name.
Why would you give a homeless person a makeover? They're just gonna end up being stinky again.
Well, Junior, they need makeovers more than anybody. That's why they can't get jobs, because they're so dirty and stinky. But if we give them a makeover, they could actually pass a job interview.
Do you think we could record it and upload on YouTube and get millions of views and make millions of dollars?
Junior, I think we can help homeless people.
We would be helping the homeless people because we'd be giving them a makeover. In return, we get views and money. money.
Well, I kind of just wanted to do it to help the homeless people.
Cody, I don't think you guys are understanding me. We're going to be helping the homeless people, but we're going to be making some profit by doing it.
Junior, I don't think we should profit off of homeless people.
Listen, we have to make a profit somehow. Everyone makes money in this world. There's a business and doing things. And listen, guys, we're going to do it. Okay, let's start doing it.
Okay, but how are we going to do that? We're just kids.
I have a camera.
Wow, you read my mind.
I have a camera. I'll record you guys giving the homeless guy a makeover, and I'll upload it. I'll manage the channel and the money and everything else, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm going to grab my camera. Let's go find a homeless guy.
Okay.
Guys, there's a smelly bum right here.
Junior, don't call him that.
Okay, I'm recording.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Welcome to my crib. Is this cardboard box made of cardboard?
Mr. Homeless Guy, you're on camera. We are doing a makeover show.
Oh, hi, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Can we give you a makeover so that you can make money and get a job?
I pooped in my britches.
Which is why we're going to give you a makeover.
My butt's itchy. You gonna wipe me, lady?
We're gonna give you a makeover. Come on, let's go.
Okay, Mr. Homeless Guy, sit down over here.
Why didn't you guys put a towel before you sat down? Now my couch is gonna smell bad.
Junior, don't say that.
This whole thing is stupid.
What's wrong, Junior?
We're doing this whole thing wrong, Cody.
Well, what's wrong about it?
The homeless guy hasn't cried yet.
Well, why would he cry?
Because he's supposed to be so grateful we're gonna give him a makeover. He starts bawling his eyes out. That's what people on YouTube want to see. Someone being grateful and crying. When Mr. Beast gives out a car, they cry.
Well, we're not giving him a car. We're just offering him a makeover. And as far as he knows, we might be lying.
This whole thing's dumb.
Is someone ever wipe my stinky ass or what?
Oh, my God. He's missing an ear!
Ugh, and he smells like shit.
See, that's what you gotta say on camera. People gotta feel bad for him from being so gross.
But Junior, that's mean!
Look, we're gonna restart and do it my way. So look, we're gonna say that we found the homeless guy and we brought him on the couch. Go!
Hi everyone! So we found this homeless guy outside and we brought him inside to give him a makeover! Cody's gonna go and clean him up.
What, me? Why me?
Yeah, Cody, go on outside and hose him down.
Hose him down? That's not gonna be a good look for the channel. Why don't we just let him take a shower?
We're not letting that gross piece of shit in my bathroom. He's gonna make my bathroom smell bad.
But Junior, I hope you know you can't keep any of this in the video.
I'll edit it out. Look, go outside and hose him down. And Penelope, say we'll cut to these messages.
We'll cut after these messages.
All right, go hose him down, Cody.
My butt's squishy.
Oh, come on. Okay, we're back.
I'm back. No. Take a banana tuna, some shady.
Well, he looks a lot better.
Yeah, I tried to clean all the dirt and shit off of him the best I could with just the hose and no soap.
He still hasn't cried?
No.
Mr. Homeless Guy, can you please cry for us?
I haven't cried since my friend Chuckles the Squirrel died.
Well, can you think back to when Chuckles the Squirrel died and cry?
Who's Chuckles the Squirrel?
You just said he's your friend that died.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, we need you to cry, so if you cry, I'll give you a chalupa from Taco Bell.
Wah! I want a chalupa!
No, don't cry yet. You have to cry after Penelope talks to you. Then you get the chalupa. Alright, and go.
Junior, I don't think this is a good
idea. Do it!
Okay. Mr. Homeless Guy, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
Wah! Give me a chalupa!
No, you don't mention the chalupa yet. Listen, after you say you're happy about your bath, that's when you get your chalupa.
I say that, and I get a chalupa.
Yes.
In my mouth.
Yes.
Sour cream.
There is sour cream on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
All right, Mr. Homeless Man, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
No, hey, back off. You don't get the chalupa yet.
I want a chalupa.
You don't get the chalupa until you say you're happy about your bath.
Well, I'm happy. Give me a chalupa, chalupa man.
Okay, have it.
Junior, he just called you Chalupy Man. Aren't people going to wonder what that's about?
We'll name the channel Chalupy Man.
No, Junior. Cody and I already named it. It's Extreme Homeless Makeover.
I guess you can have your chalupa now. Listen, I'm doing what's best for the channel. Look, now give him his full makeover so we can cut to the end and he can look all nice, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy that chalupa.
Uh-huh.
All right, Junior, I'm all done.
All right, guys, say it with me. Move that box.
Ta-da!
Chalupa.
Oh, wow, he looks so good. Tell us what you did to make him look good.
Okay, so I shaved his beard, and I put that hair on top of his head to cover up his bald spot, and then I brushed his teeth, and I put some blush on his cheeks to give him color, and then I put him in a suit.
So how are you feeling, homeless man?
I feel good.
All right, looks like we did a good job. So, guys, if you want to see us take care of more homeless people and give them makeovers, subscribe to our channel and give us a bunch of money. The end. All right, Cody, you can throw him back on the street. We're done.
We can't just throw him back onto the street.
We used him for what we needed. We gave him a makeover, and we gave him a chalupa so he can leave now.
Well, I guess he does look better.
So please escort the homeless guy out of the house.
Okay, come on.
I love you, Chalupa Man. I'll never forget you.
All right, out you go. I hope you have a good life.
I love you.
Sorry, buddy.
Wah, I want another chalupa.
So did you let Stinky back out in the wild?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, I'm about to edit the video so we can be millionaires.
You're gonna have to do a lot of damn editing. You said some terrible things.
But they were all true.
We're only gonna have, like, 2 minutes of usable footage.
News!
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire and owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan, has been kidnapped and a ransom note was found at his house. Cops are investigating now.
Hey, that kind of looks like the homeless guy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Guys?
What?
Don't be mad, but I wasn't recording.
Junior!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought I pressed the recording button, but I guess I was just holding the camera.
Junior, you had one job!
I thought I pressed the record button. I'm sorry, guys. Look, we can always go find another homeless guy.
Well, to make us all feel better, we did do it for free. We helped a homeless guy.
But I only wanted to do it if we were going to make money, Cody.
Chalupi! Someone give me a chalupi! Chalupi car.
Oh my god, Mr. Shahid Khan, is that you? We've been looking all over for you.
I want a chalupi.
Oh, of course, you must be starving. Those kidnappers probably didn't feed you. Just get in the car, sir. We'll get you somewhere safe.
Can I have some chalupis?
Yeah, we'll get you a lot of chalupas. Come on.
Junior, we're not finding another homeless guy.
We have to go do it again because we need the footage to make money. We have to make a profit.
Oh, look, the news again.
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire Shahid Khan has been found walking around the streets asking for chalupas. Police say he's a little disoriented, but he is now at home recovering.
Oh, great. The billionaire's safe when there's millions of starving people in the world.
What do you think the homeless guy's doing right now?
He's not doing as good as that billionaire is.
Oh my god, you're so sexy and rich and hot and rich!
Haha, money, chalupis.
Well, I'm really glad we got you home safe, sir. I guess now we can rip up this ransom note now that we don't have to pay all that money.
Guys, we got our first 9 weeks report cards.
Dang it, dude, I was so close. I could have had all F's.
Joseph, how did you get a D?
Bro, I turned in a piece of homework.
What? How do you expect to get all F's if you're turning in homework?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking. Next time I'll try less.
Yeah, try less harder next time.
Well, guys, I'm on my way to Harvard because I got all A's.
Did someone say all A's?
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Oh, come on, Billy.
Come on, dude. Why are you here?
Well, I heard you guys talking about A's, and I didn't know if someone wanted some more A's. Junior, I don't see very many AIDS on your report card. You want some more AIDS?
We don't want your AIDS, Billy.
Why?
Because nobody wants AIDS. You're trying to poke me with an AIDS needle. We don't care about AIDS.
I mean, AIDS is pretty cool.
No, it's not. You're not cool and you're not funny. Go away.
Oh, I am so cool and funny.
You're not supposed to be cool and funny. You're supposed to be scary. Aren't you supposed to, like, make traps?
I make traps.
You have not made traps in a long time. All you do is try to poke people with that stupid AIDS needle.
I totally make traps.
No, you're just the AIDS guy now.
Yeah, you're not funny and you're not cool.
Oh, I can totally be funny. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
AIDS.
Okay, that's it. Let's go to a movie, Ken.
Wait. You're supposed to say AIDS who?
AIDS who?
You have AIDS.
God damn it, let's go.
AIDS.
Come on, Joseph, let's leave.
Wait, yeah. Guys, where are you going? The phone was just getting started.
Listen, we don't want to hang out with you, Billy. We're not your friend. You're not funny and you're not cool. And you don't even make traps.
You don't think I'm funny and cool? I'll show you funny and cool.
Where am I?
Hello, Cody. I would like to play a game.
Oh, no. The TV's upside down.
No, you're upside down.
Oh, that explains a lot, actually. Why?
Well, I want to play a game. You'll notice you're holding two ropes. One rope will set you free. The other rope will release the two bowling balls, crushing your head. The decision is yours.
I'd like to pull the rope that makes me not die.
Oh, but which one? Since you're so smart, make the right decision.
Okay, I have a question. Why are you doing this?
Well, you don't like me. The only thing you like is balls. So let's see how much you like balls crushing your skull.
Okay, but, like, how is this supposed to teach me a lesson? Like, do you not like that I like balls? How does that affect your life personally? Are you, like, a homophobe or something?
No, I love homos. I mean, no homo. I'm not gay or anything, but I'm not a homophobe. I have a friend that's gay, I think. Like, he gets a chubby when watching football. But, like, have you seen football players' asses? Jiggly as shit. I mean, I wouldn't mind letting them give me AIDS.
Sounds like you might be gay, dude.
Anyway, did I forget to mention that the rope you pull that saves your life also means you're to be my best friend? Like, I'm talking hang out.
Okay, all right, man, sure.
I mean, like, really hang out. Like, go to the movies and get the same popcorn and drink out the same slushy.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
And also, we have to, like, start texting each other good morning and good night and stuff and start Snapchatting each other. And we can, like, share our locations.
Are you, like, asking me out?
No. Are you, like, asking me out? Cause gay, am I right? Also, like, you can't talk to that Ken doll anymore because I want to be exclusive. I'll even tell you which rope.
Oh, all right. Yeah, tell me which rope.
It's the left rope, buddy.
Okay, I'm just going to pull the right one then.
Oh, damn! He must have gotten his rights and lefts mixed up.
What the hell's going on?
Well, if it isn't P.J. Crenshaw, Peter Jamie's Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw.
That's my name, don't wear it out. But seriously though, why am I here, bro? What's going on?
Well, P.J. Crenshaw, you're the coolest kid ever.
Damn right.
So whoever you say is cool is instantly cool.
Yup.
So I want to play a game. The machine you're tied to can slowly crush you. There's a cell phone next to you. If you call everyone in your contacts and tell them I'm cool, I'll let you go. So what's it gonna be, P.J. Crenshaw?
Nah, man, I just don't think you're that cool.
No, seriously, just like pick up the phone, maybe tell a few girls. I mean, even just an Instagram post saying Billy's cool or something.
Nah, man, I really don't want to flood Instagram with spam posts.
I mean, it's not a spam post. You don't even have to say I'm cooler than you. Just like, cool. Like hype me up, dog. Like, say I'm like Baby Gronk or I'm the funniest guy you've ever met or something.
Nah, man, I just don't wanna.
I don't think you understand. You will literally die by being crushed to death slowly. You could even just keep the post up for like 5 minutes and then take it down. You could even say that you got like hacked.
Nah, can't.
I really don't think you understand. This will literally crush you to death.
It's gotta be what it's gotta be.
Listen, if you just say right now that Billy is cool, like no post, no phone calling, literally just right now say Billy is cool, I'll let you go.
Cowabunga!
He died the way he lived. So damn cool.
Wait, what's going on, dude?
Joseph, what's happening to us?
I don't know. We're in some type of contraption.
Help!
Wait, Joseph, the TV's turning on.
What?
Hello, Joseph M. Jr.
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Dude, what the hell does he want?
What do you want, Billy?
Come on, you aren't happy to see me.
No, and we don't want to play your stupid games.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I think you're going to want to play this game. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to like your game.
If you would just give me a second to explain, you might want to play. So, Junior, you are rigged to a guillotine, and if it drops, it will decapitate you. Joseph, you are attached to some spiky wall thing that I made. And if it closes, you will be impaled to spiky things on a wall.
Let me guess, all these nails have AIDS?
Actually, no. No AIDS on all those nails.
Oh, that's surprising, dude.
Only one nail doesn't have AIDS on it. But all the other nails do have AIDS on them. I ran out of AIDS.
Oh.
So, you're probably wondering, Billy, how do we get out of here without dying? Well, each of you have a remote with a green button on it, and all you have to do is press the button on your remote. But, Junior, if you press your green button, Joseph will die, and you'll be set free. And, Joseph, if you press your green button, Junior will die, and you will be set free. So, what are you gonna do? Kill your friend and save yourself? You decide.
Well, I'm never gonna kill my friend.
Yeah, dude, we're best friends forever.
So what happens if we never choose, huh?
Well, if neither of you decides who dies within 10 minutes, you both go free.
Oh, well, I guess we both won't press the button for 10 minutes.
Yeah, dude, that's easy.
Oh, yeah, sure, you can do that, but let me go ahead and ask you guys a few questions. Joseph, would you say Junior's girlfriend Penelope is hot?
Nah, dude.
So you think she's ugly?
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Junior, how does it feel knowing that he thinks you have an ugly girlfriend?
I I mean, he says that all the time. And I mean, I like that he's not attracted to my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, Junior, would you say that you're a racist?
No, I'm not racist. I'm literally friends with Joseph. He's black.
Yeah, that's my name, though.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Would you ever say the N-word? Like, ever?
No.
See, that's my dog. He wouldn't do that. He know better.
Okay. Well, completely unrelated question. What happens to a little kid's knee when he gets older? Like his knee is smaller when he's a kid, but it gets bigger when he's an adult. What does his knee do?
It grows.
But what grows? I don't understand. What could be growing?
His knee?
You aren't being specific with your answer. Say it in a complete sentence. What does his knee do?
His knee...
Booty-ate.
What?
Just answer the first question. What do you think his knee does?
His knee...
Booty-ate.
What are you saying? I keep trying to answer the question. You keep interrupting me.
Just answer the first question. Even if I interrupt, don't let it stop you. What does his knee do?
His knee...
Booty-ate.
Grows.
He said the N-word! He said it! He hates black people! What a racist, Joseph! What do you think about that, huh? You wanna kill him, huh?
Bro, you hate black people?
No, he tricked me!
No, I didn't trick you. I think Junior said it as a hate crime. I think he was just expressing how he truly feels.
That's not how I feel, Joseph, I promise.
Really, dude?
Yeah, ask me another question. I promise I'm not racist.
Okay. If you had to get rid of one holiday, I mean, erase it from existence, the history behind it, its significance, everything, which holiday would you get rid of? Christmas or Juneteenth?
Dude, you better choose Christmas.
Oh, hell no, I'm not getting rid of Christmas. Christmas is amazing. Everyone gets presents.
Bro, my freedom is a present.
Well, think about this. Look, there's Christmas trees and Santa Claus and Christmas lights.
Look, without Juneteenth, my freedom would not exist. That would mean I would be a present to you, and that's not fair.
Okay, just straight up, Joseph, I think slavery is wrong, but if you were my slave, I would give you presents.
Bro, I'm pressing the damn button.
Congratulations, Joseph. You can go free.
Oh, thank God, dude.
But wait. To be free, you have to be my new best friend.
Oh, hell nah. You can kill me right now, in the worst way.
Why does nobody want to be my friend?
Daddy?
Jeffy, you're making a mess!
Hey, Daddy?
I get it! Because it's hay!
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a joke for you, Jeffy.
What?
What does a gay horse eat?
Dick!
What? No, they eat hay.
Oh, I guess that would make more sense. But they still like dick!
Jeffy, whatever, just get this off the couch. Let's watch the news.
Breaking news! Since Joe Biden has dropped out of the presidential race, the Democrats are still looking for their nominee for the 2024 election to go up against Donald Trump. So if you think you have what it takes to be the next president, then start a campaign.
Oh, wow. They still need someone else to run for president.
Ooh, dang. Can I run for president?
No, Jeffy. You have to be 35 years old.
Oh, Marvin, you're over 35. You could be president.
I'm not smart enough to be president.
Well, Daddy, that'd be the fucking pities if you ran for president, because then I could tell everybody that my daddy runs the country.
Jeffy, don't say country like that.
Well, all I said was country.
Jeffy, you're saying it as two words. Say it as one word. It's country.
I've always ever said it, country.
Jeffy, just stop saying it.
Hey, Daddy, I got a joke for you. What type of tree grows female pee-pees?
What?
A country.
All right, that's it, Jeffy. You're grounded. And the first part of being grounded is you're going to get a vacuum and suck up all this hay.
What? Before a gay horse eats it?
Yeah, exactly. So go get it.
Too hard.
No, that's what she said.
What?
Who is she?
That's what she said. Like a girl has said that before.
Who has said that, Marvin?
Yeah, what's her name?
But no girl has said that to me. It was a joke.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
So you lied?
It's a joke. A joke is not a lie. I mean, it's not a true thing that happened, but... Let me see who that is. Hello?
Hi, Marvin.
Oh, Goodman, I don't have my house payment this month.
I don't give a fuck. That's not what this is about.
So what's it about?
I need you to run for president.
What, me? Why me?
Because I am in a shithole of tax debt right now. I haven't paid my taxes in 10 years, and I'm actively being audited. They're already seizing my offshore bank accounts. So I need you to run for president so you can pardon all my tax debt.
Well, why don't you just run for president and pardon yourself?
I don't want to run for president because I don't want to have to live 4 years in the White House. Ew! poor! My house is way better than the White House! Not to mention, the president's not allowed to drive! So how am I gonna drive my Lamborghinis? Ew! Poor! And also, the last president that got sucked off in the Oval Office got impeached! I get sucked off all the time, Marvin! Like 5 to 10 times a day! So I'm gonna be impeached as fuck! So that's why I need you to do it!
Well, I don't even think I have what it takes to be a president.
Marvin, the only thing you need to worry about is money, and I got plenty of it. So I'll sit there and I'll support your campaign. Super PAC as fuck.
Are you sure I have what it takes?
Yes. You like ice cream?
Yeah.
Well, great. You're a perfect replacement. Let's go get you a really nice suit and shit.
Okay.
Marvin, that's a nice suit. That looks good.
Whoa, Marvin, what are you all dressed up for?
I'm running for president.
You are?
Fuck yeah, he is. And I've already funded your campaign $200 million. So now you're the Democratic nominee.
I am?
Yeah. So now let's go to your first debate.
Debate? Well, what am I even going to say?
I don't know. Just answer the questions and do whatever you think.
Okay.
Come on.
Hello and welcome to the 2024 presidential debate, where Donald Trump will be debating new Democratic presidential candidate, Marvin Marvin. No fuck, that's his actual name, Marvin Marvin. All right, candidates, I'm gonna ask you some questions, and you answer them. We'll start with you, Mr. Trump. What would you do to secure the border?
Well, the first thing I would do is I would get a huge, I'm talking huge pair of scissors, and I would cut right across the U.S.-Mexico border, and I would push Mexico out into the ocean so they're no longer connected to America, the greatest country in the world. And Mexico would be its own little floating island of Mexicans not taking our jobs. And we would maintain our Taco Bell jobs here. Taco Bell is a great American cuisine filled the bellies of many Americans.
All right, Marvin, same question for you. What would you do to secure the border?
The border, I've been on a cruise to Mexico. Are they not allowed to take a cruise here? Like, can they not visit America? What's the problem?
I don't even know what he's saying, and quite frankly, I don't think he knows what he's saying either. Mexicans are stealing our jobs.
Mr. Trump, please allow him to finish his answer.
Oh no, that was my answer. I don't know what the... I've been to Canada. Are we stopping Canada too?
All right. Well, next question. Marvin, how would you create more jobs in America?
Well, ever since COVID, the McDonald's and Walmart where I live are no longer 24 hours. And so if I was president, I would make them open 24 hours. So that'll create jobs because I want a quarter pounder with cheese at 2 a.m.
Okay. Mr. Trump, how would you create more jobs?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do to create more jobs is hire a bunch of people to build my huge pair of scissors for the border. Then the next thing I'm going to do for more jobs is I'm going to hire a bunch of Mexican watchers that are going to sit on the border. And what they're going to do is they're going to watch for Mexicans trying to swim back to our great, big, beautiful country. And then I'm going to hire more Secret Service agents. And then I'm going to hire more Secret Service agent trainers. And a new Secret Service director. And in the great big factory of bandages, I'm going to hire more workers to create more ear bandages. And then in all our hospitals, we're going to have more ear doctors. They're going to be great. They're going to be very intelligent. They're going to be handsome. And then we're going to have more dome builders for my indoor rallies because I'm not going outside anymore. I'm not going to do it. Can't make me do it.
All right, final question. Mr. Trump, what would you do about gun control?
Quite frankly, if everyone had guns that day, this wouldn't have happened in my beautiful ear because they would have shot him before he shot me, right in my beautiful ear. The doctors even were astonished of how much it bled. They said, my ear bled more blood than they've ever seen anything else bleed ever. And that's astonishing to me. You could cut your finger off and it still wouldn't bleed more blood than my ear bled that day. But they're still looking into why the ear bleeds more than any other body part that anyone has. But with that being said, I think babies should have guns. I think when you're born, they should put a gun in the baby's hands. And that is how we're going to make America great again. Fuck you.
All right, Marvin, what about you? What do you think about guns?
Well, guns are loud and scary, and they kill people. And I don't think you need an AR-15. I mean, a handgun's nice, I mean, to protect yourself. I don't know why you'd ever need an AR-15, because those are big and, like, the military needs that. I don't know why you'd need that. So, I guess you buy what you want, I guess.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you. This guy right here is a loser. I'm a winner. I bet he doesn't even know how to golf. What's your handicap?
Oh, I'm not handicapped. I'm good. I'm mentally good. I think my son might be handicapped.
I mean, I think he's faking it sometimes, but I'm okay.
I bet he can't even hit par on a par four.
I can par four.
Ren.
All right, that does it for this debate.
Well, you did okay, Marvin, but I think Trump did better. The good news is we have until November to get you ready for the election, so I recommend playing more golf.
Well, Marvin, I think you did great. And also, I think you're right. McDonald's should be open 24 hours again.
Good afternoon, Mr. Marvin.
Who are you guys?
We're your new Secret Service agents. I'm Agent Earl, and this is Agent Gack.
Hello.
Why do I have Secret Service agents? I'm not president.
Well, we have to protect the candidates, too, to make sure they make it to the election.
Oh, that's so fun!
We're protecting him, not you!
So what do you guys do all day?
Well, we protect you at all times. You go to take a piss, we hold it. You take a shit, we wipe it. We protect you from everything.
Oh, okay. Oh, my stomach's growling.
He's got a Russian rat in his stomach trying to kill him. Get him down. Get out of there, you Russian bastard.
I'm just hungry.
What?
I'm hungry.
Oh, I thought you had a rat in your stomach trying to eat its way out of your abdomen, or maybe you swallowed some cyanide.
No, I'm just hungry. I want to go to the kitchen and get some food.
He needs food.
Food.
All right, let's go to the kitchen. I got this side.
I got this side.
We good?
We're good.
Are we good?
We're good.
Okay, move.
These chicken enchiladas look good.
Move. Stop.
Wait, who are you guys?
We're Secret Service agents for Mr. Marvin.
Marvin, you're running for president?
I am.
Oh, that's hard.
Wait, what are you cooking?
Oh, chicken enchiladas. Looks good, right?
It looks like shit.
Hey!
Mr. Marvin, for your safety, I have to recommend that you not eat these. You're going to get some kind of deadly diarrhea. I recommend we go somewhere safe with a roof, like Applebee's.
I concur.
I mean, we can go to Applebee's.
I got this side.
I got this side.
Are we ready to move?
We're ready to move.
Are we good?
We're good.
Move. Okay, Mr. Marvin, you stay right there while me and Agent Earl clear the area. Agent Earl, go! Make sure you get rid of any knives and forks. We don't want anything pointy.
I can use a fork.
No, that's what the terrorists want you to do is eat with forks. You gotta use spoons only.
Hello, welcome to Apple.
What the fuck? Get her! Who are you?
I'm the waitress.
Do you have a gun, you hippie?
No, I work here.
We good?
We're good.
Okay, we're good.
We're good.
Ugh, what can I get you?
Well, just to be safe, I think we should probably get, one of everything on the entire menu just to make sure it's not poisoned.
I think, girl.
Are you going to pay this time?
Excuse me, this is a presidential candidate. Of course we're going to use campaign money to pay.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Marvin, when the food gets here, don't eat anything until me and Agent Earl have tasted it.
All right, here's all the food.
Oh, this all looks so good. I mean, poisoned.
I'm bringing the check before you can run away.
What do you think you're doing, Marvin?
I want a cheese stick.
No. I have to make sure none of this stuff is poisoned before you can eat it.
I say we check the drinks first.
Good idea, Agent Earl. Hey, what the fuck? This is Diet Pepsi. This might as well be poisoned. Marvin, I'm doing you a favor. All right, now what do I want to taste test first? Maybe the chicken wonton tacos? Or maybe the chicken Alfredo? Or the four cheese mac and cheese honey pepper chicken tenders? Or maybe the kid's cheese pizza?
Just don't touch my burger. His burger.
All right, Marvin, just be patient and wait right there while we test this food. Agent Earl, ready?
Ready.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Oh, that was definitely not poisoned.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, that was delicious, Marvin.
What am I gonna eat?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I do have two french fries left that might be poisoned.
So, how are you going to pay?
Pay? We don't have to pay. He's a presidential candidate.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I am.
All right, that's it!
Good! Oh, shit. Marvin, you okay, buddy?
Man, damn.
Oh, you got shot. Oh, we are so fired.
Yeah.
Oh, Marvin, I'm so sorry you got shot, buddy. Well, we couldn't help. We were just in a food coma. We couldn't even move.
You saw the gun and you jumped out of the way.
Well, yeah, Marvin, it's a gun. It's fucking scary. I don't want to get shot.
Your job is to get shot to protect me.
Why would I get shot for you?
Because you're supposed to protect my life.
Why is your life worth more than mine?
Because that's your job is to die for me if you have to.
Okay, you're definitely not fit to be president if you think you're better than everybody.
I don't think but your job is to protect me.
Well, I don't want to get shot. I mean, a human life is a human life. Why should I die for you? That's not fair.
Okay, listen, then you're not good to be a Secret Service agent.
I don't want to be. Fuck this. I want to get shot. I'm not doing this job.
Baby, I think I'm going to drop out of the presidential race. It's too stressful. You're not allowed to eat, and people try to kill you every day.
I think that's a good idea, Marvin.
Okay, how do I announce I'm quitting? Like, do I go on Twitter? I don't have a Twitter.
I think you just say it.
I'm dropping out of the presidential race.
Who's at the door? Hello?
Hello, Marvin.
Oh, God, what do you want, Trump?
Well, I just wanted to stop by because I heard that you dropped out of the race.
I did.
Loser! Loser! The hugest loser this country's ever seen.
All right, well, I thought you'd be happy.
Oh, I am, Marvin. Build the wall, build the wall, build the wall, huge. Build the wall huge and build it really tall across the Mexico border. Goodbye, fucker. Oh, my ear! Oh!
Hey guys, it's Logan. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach our goal of selling 2,000 Jeffy pianos. The Jeffy piano will only be available until July 31st. So if you still want one, go on SMLmerch.com right now and pre-order yours now. Thank you so much for being amazing fans. We love you guys, and I can't wait to make more videos for you.
Ugh, being the devil is so boring.
Hey, boss, we got another murderer today. Where do you want to put him?
Just put him with the others.
Okay.
Ugh, this sucks. Nobody ever wants to talk to me or hang out. Ooh, what is this? Hello, this is hell.
Hey, did you refrigerator running?
No, this is hell. There is nothing cold here.
We can better go catch it!
Catch what?
Your refrigerator.
I just told you I don't have one. Stupid. Yo, doing prank calls will get you a first-class ticket to hell.
Hey, can I speak to my mom?
No.
Hey, something came in the mail today.
Billy, I swear to God, if you say these nuts, I'm gonna be pissed.
No, it was a bunch of letters.
What, letters? Who could be writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, give me toys, get me gum. I want a basketball too. Please give me what I asked for. P.S. a Spider-Man. Thank you, Patrick. Why is this child writing to me? Let's see. Dear Satan, my Christmas list. My Little Pony Princess playset, Ramble Dash. Okay, well, Ramble Dash is not a princess. Dear Satan, I was a good boy this year. Bestest boy ever, ever, ever. I don't give a shit. Why are these children writing to me?
Well, maybe they meant to spell Santa, but they spelt Satan.
Oh, now I'm sad. I thought I had friends.
Well, I'm your friend.
Wait a minute. What if I deliver toys to these kids?
Well, that wouldn't be very evil of you.
Well, it is Christmas time, and even the devil has a soft side.
Well, I mean, if that's really what you want to do.
Yes, I'll do it. I'm going to become Satan Claus. Get my sleigh ready. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna poof. Let's see. Let's see. Dear Satan, he wants Cheerios, pencils, pogo stick, new diaper, new helmet, fishy, and get rid of green beans. Love, Jeffy.
Did you say Jeffy?
No, go back to cleaning the bathrooms.
Okay.
Now that Jesus' birthday is over, we can focus on New Year's.
Hallelujah. What's your New Year's resolution, Hank?
To stop sleeping with all the babysitters.
Good boy.
What about yours, honey?
Give up smoking.
Wait, you're smoking again?
Ever since I caught you with the babysitter.
Oh, makes sense.
Mother, father, may I please listen to the radio?
Timmy, have you done your voice lessons?
I did.
Let me hear it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
What's your name?
His name is my name, too.
You hold that shit, Timmy. $800 a week, you better hold that shit.
Use your diaphragm, honey.
You're flat. You're flat. Stop. Shut the fuck up, Timmy.
Hey, I'm here to deliver presents.
Ah! The fucking devil!
Get the cross, honey.
Oh my God!
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
Shut the fuck up!
What?
I'm not bad today. I just want to give you this train book.
Bingo, Satan!
What the fuck? Okay, fine. You don't get your book.
Honey, go get the bat.
I'm on it.
The bat? Why do you need... Ow! Okay, shit. Okay, asshole. I'm leaving.
Get out of here.
So, how'd it go?
Shitty. I got hit with a baseball bat.
A baseball bat? But why?
They didn't like me because I was the devil. They didn't even care that I had presents.
See, this is why you just need to be evil.
It is much easier. Oh, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hey, is Mr. Wall there?
No.
What about Mrs. Wall?